much about.
You gotta put it in perspective.
My rhymes are fly, my beats are sick. My crew is big and it keeps getting bigger. That's cause Jesus Christ is my.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
She blinded me with science.
Feature presentation.
Wow, mega mix.
Yeah.
Greatest hits.
Remix?
Morning, everybody. Brand new Kevin and Bean Show. It is Wednesday, the 19th of June.
What's going on, party people? What's the latest? What's the haps?
You know. Just doing like we do.
Okay.
I don't know.
Alrighty then. Well, I will move on with an article that, Kevin, I know you saw about how many people get their genitals injured each year, which was a little bit of a surprise to me. How many, Lisa, I'll ask you, how many people do you think end up in emergency rooms each year in the United States with genital injuries?
Genital injuries.
And if this helps you come up with a number, I'll tell you that about two-thirds of them are men.
Yeah, I would guess that.
I would have guessed a lot more.
Half a million.
Half a million? 500,000 is your guess.
Yes. I'm who's responsible for 10 of those, at least.
Who's going to lick Lisa? Around 16,000. Around 16,000.
Oh, I deflated you. I'm sorry.
Men and women. Yeah.
That's a lot, by the way. 16,000.
I suppose it is.
Don't make Lisa, you know, make you think it's less.
And this, this most recent article, the reason it came out is because it's spotlighting around 1,700 of them each year are men who are injured by toilet seats, which seems like a lot. It seems like a toilet is a fairly safe product, pretty easy to use without getting hurt. I managed to not get hurt while I use the toilet.
Ever, right? I mean,
ever, right? Yeah. But 1,700 a year. Now, to be fair, most of them are little kids who are learning how to, you know, they're getting potty trained. And I guess what happens is they're standing at the bowl and then the toilet seat comes down on them and hits their wee-wee. I think that's what's happening. But they also say that a percentage of those are adults that have that happen to them also. And I'm trying to figure out how that happens. Are you peeing on your knees? What are you doing?
How does that happen? I don't know. Because you shouldn't be anywhere near.
I wouldn't think.
The seat, right. 97% of the toilet injuries with a penis getting caught in the lid are children 7 years or younger. And then the rest are adults.
Drunk.
Perhaps
maybe that's
drunk.
It, yeah.
So this because they can't stand or whatever. So this article mentions the 16,000 a year of genital injuries, and I was interested to find out more about that, so I did a little bit of Googling, and I thought this was interesting. What do you suppose the most common way people injure their genitals is?
Sex.
Boy, yeah. That's not even on the list.
Really?
Does that mean people just lie about it when they get there?
What's the most common way?
Bicycles?
Yes, Lisa.
That's a good guess.
As a matter of fact, bicycles, along with basketball, soccer, football, and baseball equipment, sports injuries. Bicycles are a very common example, though, of people falling forward on their bicycle and landing on the center bar.
Oh, I've done that.
Yeah, that bar is just made for pain.
Yeah. It doesn't give.
No.
Other accidents involved clothing, you know, people getting their penis caught in a zipper, for instance. Shaving.
Oh, yes, I've done that, too.
Yes, where you nick yourself and you think you're going to bleed out at some point.
Yes, I've had injuries.
Bathrooms, personal grooming, sports equipment. Yeah, and as I said, about two thirds of them are men that have injuries. But it also says that there's a significant number of women who have their external genitals injured, and I want to know how that happens. What's going on there, ladies?
External. Bad waxing.
Maybe so.
That could be.
They don't break that down.
You can actually pull skin off sometimes doing that.
Yeah. Would you ever, if you pulled the skin off and thought you could survive it, though, would you ever go to the emergency room to have a have a doctor take a look at that?
Those numbers aren't the number of people who get injured. Those numbers are the number of people that have the guts to go forward and say, I got injured.
Yes.
Yes.
Probably
absolutely.
Twice that, people who figure out a way to ice it and put on a tourniquet around your waist.
Yep.
And then just live through it.
I wouldn't be surprised at all. Older people sustained only about 8% of the injuries, but they were more likely to hurt themselves doing everyday activities such as taking a shower. So it's a pretty interesting look at ER visits for genital injuries, which is not something I thought I'd be spending any time on today.
No.
But I found it interesting anyway.
It is interesting.
All right, let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean Show, shall we?
Kevin, God damn it.
I haven't
every f***ing time, Kevin. God damn it, serious.
I haven't done anything yet. I will, but I haven't. We have Adam Carolla with This Week in Rage. We have, I'm sorry, was that your Adam Carolla?
Yes.
We have Tatiana Maslany.
Yes, we do.
Who's the star of Orphan Black, which is a great series on BBC America. We have Stupid Diets, being talked about one yesterday at this time, the Sunshine Diet, where the woman just went out in the sun.
She thought she could photosynthesize food into her body from sun.
She also stopped eating.
Well, yeah, because she was living on sunshine.
Right.
You don't need food if you got the sun, man.
Sure.
What are you, square?
Right, but if you stop eating, I would say that in itself would be considered a diet.
Sunshine, man.
All right. My Strange Addiction, got a new one for you today. They're excited about that. I don't know if you've seen all these pictures that TMZ has had at Michael Jackson's bedroom. They have about 150 of them.
Oh, yes.
He was a hoarder. He was an effing hoarder. You see stuff piled in corners.
Or a collector.
Yeah, that's the nice word for it.
I think if you are a guy who almost never leaves your house, you probably look for a lot of ways to entertain yourself within the walls of your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Vladimir Putin stealing a Super Bowl ring from Pittsburgh Steelers owner.
I want to hear about those.
Love that story. And Matt Barrs from the Clippers talking about the NBA Finals.
Okay.
Game 7 tomorrow night. We'll take a break. We'll come back with the Showbiz Beat.
Got more chances for you to go to the 5th Annual Epicenter today, courtesy of the Kevin and Bean Show on KROQ. The show is coming up at the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in September. Tickets are going on sale Friday. You get all those details at KROQ.com. But if you want to see The Offspring, Bad Religion, Pennywise, and more, we will hook you up on the way here on KROQ. Rob is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday morning.
Yeah, whatever.
What are you upset about?
Oh,
Rob. I'm just disheartened.
What's the problem here?
You know, you go your whole life, you believe in some things, and you have standards, you know, and you spend your youth looking up to some people.
Right.
And now this military scandal that's been on CNN is just making me depressed.
Which one? What's going on?
Well, it's been discovered this month that Captain Crunch may not, in actuality, be a captain. CNN was covering
what
that this
week. What the hell is going on?
I know. Here's the thing. In the captain's uniform, he has three stripes on his sleeve.
Right.
But a naval captain traditionally wears four stripes on his or her cuff. So, in other words, captain is probably a commander. He's probably Commander
Just
Crunch.
Just Commander Crunch?
Yeah. Hmm. He's a liar and a traitor.
He sure is.
He needs to be sent to Guantanamo.
I've eaten a lot of that faker cereal.
Fake cereal. That's probably what you're eating.
Yeah. Oh.
Probably wasn't even cereal.
It's just like air. No wonder it wasn't filling.
Maybe he'll head to Hong Kong and go in hiding with Edward Snowden.
Traitor. Captain took to his official Twitter account to refute the charges.
I'm sorry?
Yeah. Captain Crunch?
Yeah.
He went to his official Twitter account to defend himself.
What was his defense?
All hearsay and misunderstandings, he tweeted. I captain the SS Guppy with my crew, which makes me an official captain. And so they did a little research, and he's absolutely right. Apparently, being command of any seafaring vessel automatically entitles one to be addressed as captain, irrespective of rank.
So your rank in the military can be commander, but you still get the title of captain because you've run a ship.
If you're commanding the ship, you are the captain of that ship.
That seems sketchy.
I've ridden a jet ski. Does that make me a captain?
No, it does not.
That doesn't seem like he's earned it, though.
So
this is you're right. This is really a downer.
I'm glad CNN's been covering this because no other news.
Some good
nothing
investigative reporting on their part.
Yeah, well done, CNN. Once again, you've ripped the lid off of political scourge that is Captain Crunch's rank.
If we start spreading the rumor that Captain Crunch is gay, we can get Fox to cover it.
That's true. Captain Horatio Magellan Crunch is his full name. Did you know that?
No, I didn't. Nope. Did I need to know that? Not really.
You'll be happy to know someday. You'll be happy to know.
I already forgot. Yeah.
Tragic news also, I heard that Count Chocula is actually a duke.
He's not a count.
He's not even a count. Hey, guess who's back?
It's a pretty open-ended question.
Eminem.
Michael Jackson?
Eminem's back.
Yeah, Michael more Jackson's impressive. Back.
He has got new music for the first time since he released his Recovery album in 2010.
Love it.
Wow, it's been a while.
It has been a while. The new song is called Symphony in H. And it was dropped today, the 19th. You want to hear a little piece of it?
Absolutely.
I do.
We got a little taste.
Balls.
That wasn't up. Sorry.
No, we strong.
Go.
Well done.
Thank you.
Kind of like Beethoven composing a symphony of hate. So much hate woven into these caps. These stitches a bit straight. So and stick it into hate clothes. And I hate overalls because they remind me of hoes. For Christ's sake, they're shaped like an H. Whoa. And you know what else starts with H, though? Hockey. Thought I had the place flow. And I hate to put you on ice. But you already had 3 periods in 60 minutes. Great going. Plus you remind me of cocaine. You're always in the mirror with your face. So I feel a nurse. Put you all in a line. And chop you with a razor blade. Yo, wait. I'm an A-hole. Devil with a halo. Hell yeah, nailed J-Lo. To the railroad. Say I won't. Better hope you can stay afloat when I take the wind out your sailboat. But I ain't playing, yo. Dope and shady. Don't kid yourself. Bitch, you ain't even a baby goat.
He seems angry. Forgot how fast he raps.
He's Symphony of Hate right there.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
When's the album coming out? Do we know, Ralph?
Well, here's what we've heard so far.
Okay.
From Eminem's DJ Alchemist, he revealed that the new album is going to be far from form from Eminem. So expect something new, something different.
All right.
And that there's no exact date yet, but he is doing some live gigs, like he's out doing an outdoor gig in Glasgow this August. And so we're expecting sometime this summer.
He's doing the Reading Festival, too, I think.
Yeah, Reading and Leeds Festival. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Any word if there are lyrics about hurrying up with any croissants at all? Is that part of the album?
I don't believe there's any baked goods on this album whatsoever. So
hurry up with my damn croissants!
Well, that's Kanye.
Apparently the 8th solo album is close to being completed, so we should have a release date sometime soon.
Very exciting.
But there's the new music.
It's going to be the summer of rap with the new Kanye just out, Jay-Z on the 4th of July, Eminem probably shortly after that.
Summer of crap!
Amanda Bynes soon.
That's right.
Amanda.
Speaking of Amanda Bynes, she doesn't like our boy Dr. Drew.
Oh, really? What a surprise.
Yeah. He doesn't like anybody.
Is he ugly?
Dr. Drew revealed on his Twitter feed that it may be time to leave Amanda Bynes alone. And he believes that she will get help if she wants and needs it, hopefully before serious consequences.
Defending her.
Yes.
Wow.
Well, Amanda Bynes lets no good deed go unpunished. She said Dr. Drew is, any guesses?
Ugly.
Ugly.
Yes.
You're ugly and I want you to leave me alone. She tweeted.
He was leaving her alone.
No. He wasn't.
He was pleading with other people.
He was telling us to leave her alone, but he was talking about her.
Oh, I see. You're not allowed to talk about her. Okay, that's I gotcha. Right. By the way, say what you will about Dr. Drew. Not ugly.
No.
Dreamy. All right.
Yeah.
How dare you?
And we may have a name for the spawn of porn star Kim Kardashian and douchebag Kanye West. No official release name yet, but a blog called Media Takeout says they spoke to a nurse at Cedars-Sinai who told them that Kim and Kanye have settled on a name for their baby girl. Ready?
Sure.
Cadence Donda West. Cadence with?
Okay.
Okay.
Of course.
That's not a thing.
K-A-I-D-E-N-C-E. Cadence Donda West.
I would expect nothing less from those two.
I wouldn't either, so.
That's awesome.
Those of you had Cadence in your office pool, congratulations.
But that's not confirmed yet, right? That's just one blog speculation?
Confirmed with a K?
Of course.
What's Donda?
That's Kanye's mom.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay.
Lisa?
Yeah.
Kanye's mom.
Dummy.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Mark DeBarge of DeBarge is 54. He's one of the lesser DeBarges.
I barely
even celebrate Mark DeBarge's birthday. He doesn't even register with me. Paula Abdul's 51. Robin Tunney, very talented actress over there on The Mentalist. She's 41. Poppy Montgomery, I dig her. She's 38. Actor Hugh Dancy. The ladies love Hugh Dancy. 38 years old. Actress Zoe Saldana is 35 years old. Macklemore is 30 years old. And actor Paul Dano, who was so impressive in There Will Be Blood. And Little Miss Sunshine, 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Got a brand new My Strange Addiction to tell you about later this hour. You want to give us a hint, Kevin, what we're going to be hearing coming up? Okay.
Right. Addicted to something that makes the rest of us run.
Hmm. Oh, no.
Yep.
Okay. All right, we'll find out. First, though, the Kevin Amin Afro line is on the air. These are your calls to us. You leave us a voicemail. We play it back on the radio. It's easy to call us anytime, 323-520-AFRO. What are the kids talking about?
Well, we don't think our show is perfect. We always take some constructive criticism.
There's not nearly enough vomit going on in the interviews. You could vomit more, ask your guests to vomit more, other people on the show to vomit almost constantly. That would be awesome.
That's actually a pretty good note, and Kevin's right. We do welcome your comments, and if you want us to turn up the vomit, we can do that.
We'll try.
So be careful what you ask for.
We'll try it today and just see how it goes.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. Did you guys hear about Michael Jackson's daughter? I can't believe it. Her dad died.
Is he?
It was a misdirection, Bean.
Hmm.
Oh, I see. I got you.
Because the news about her.
Oh, come on. It was just a suggestion. We don't have to do that.
All right, already.
Sorry, that joke just hit me. Just hit me wrong. I apologize.
God.
I don't know what this is about.
Hey, Kevin, what did you do?
I don't have any idea what that is.
Classic.
The people love Lisa May.
On a scale of 1 to 100... how badly do I want Lisa May? 69. 69.
Got it.
Get it? Lisa, get it? Do you get it? Lisa, do you get it?
I think I got it.
Yeah. Is that working, Lisa?
You can diagram like that for me later and make sure I got it right.
You know, we were talking about tiny little things that bug you that don't seem to bug other people.
Talking about little things that bug you. Hey, all you bitches that put up their pictures of their Starbucks on Facebook. You! I know what coffee looks like. Go kill yourself.
There's entirely too much sharing of food and drink on the internet.
Well, especially, you know, Starbucks or something coffee, considering it's in a cup.
Yeah.
Right, right.
You're not actually even seeing it, although that would be worthless as well. An old friend.
Hey, dude. Haven't spoke to you guys for a long time. How you been? This is DeJuan Johnson calling. Oh.
Now, what do you think he's calling to tell us, Bean? I will give you $150 if you guess.
Okay. All right. I'll take that challenge. What is DeJuan calling to tell us? Usually it's an update on somebody with the Beverly Hills 90210 cast.
Right.
He is calling to tell us, sometimes he's calling to tell us news like 3 or 4 days after the fact.
Right.
All right, I'll just take a stab and say he's calling to tell us that Kanye West has a new album out.
And I haven't listened to you, Kevin the Bean Show, for a while, so talk to you guys later. Peace out, dude.
You may not have understood it, but he said, I haven't listened to your show for a while.
Oh.
So he's just calling to let us know that he's not listening.
Well, that was nice of him.
Would not have guessed that. Okay.
Oh, yeah. Sunday morning, my daughter's going to go to a Dodger game with her friends. My girlfriend's with her mom. Guess what I'm going to do? Let's go down to the weed shop. Let's go down to the weed shop. Let's go down to the weed shop before they shut them down.
That's a good call. You never know when that's coming, so you gotta be on it.
Yep.
Beans, this caller is very upset with you. We had somebody call the other day that was the fake. He faked his way through being the Santa Monica guy.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
And the real Santa Monica guy heard it.
Oh, no.
Was very upset.
How dare you, Beans, allowing somebody else to call in and make a mockery out of my profession? You laughed about it. You encouraged it. If you want to hear the real thing, just let me know. This is Santa Monica!
That's our guy.
That's the OG right there. I apologize. The guy who did Santa Monica did not do it nearly as well as the original guy, but he did catch me by surprise, and I still thought it was funny. But I realized I was wrong to laugh.
That's correct. People are now writing songs about this.
Oh, you did much. Oh, you did much. Oh, you did much.
you damn it, baby mug.
Love it. And?
So buy your beer, mug, mug, buy your beer, mug, mug, buy your beer, mug, mug, and it's a fire. Fire beer, mug, mug, fire beer, mug, mug, fire beer, mug, mug, as a fire.
Fantastic. I hope this starts an exciting new trend of listener call-ins. And happy to help wherever I can.
Yeah, I was thinking about my grandpa today and, you know, how he fought in the war. And I was trying to figure out, you know, what he was, what he did in the war. But, you know, Kevin actually helped me, and I found out and realized that he was a gun killer. A gun killer. Yeah, I was thinking about my grandpa today.
Not sure why that one's on there twice. Hang on. Got to get to the moment with, because that's what the guy is referring to, unfortunately.
And now, it's time for a moment with Kevin.
Right now, we are talking to future gun killers.
That was a moment with Kevin.
323-520-AFR. Don't call and request it unless you don't like that one, Bean. I'll be all right.
Wow.
I wasn't really expecting any more Michael Jackson news to pop up this week on TMZ, besides the trial that's going on, the AAG trial. Of course, we're following that. But TMZ just put together a photo gallery earlier in the week of about 150 photos from inside Michael Jackson's bedroom, the room in which he died, right?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And I guess a lot of these photos have never been seen before. Some have been previously published, but this is the best look ever at the life he was living inside the walls of that mansion there. And even his family members, you remember Dax told us earlier in the week, were not allowed into that room. So
that's like they've never seen it.
Very few people have ever seen this. Man, did he have a lot of propofol.
He was good on the propofol.
He was covered on the propofol.
He did not need more.
And lots of other drugs and lots of other, like, weird, like, plates and dolls and trinkets. Just, I think you're right, Kevin. I think he was a little bit of a hoarder. But we wanted to find out more about it, so we thought we'd fire up the hotline to heaven, get our old buddy Michael Jackson back on the Kevin Beach Show and see what's up. Hey, Mike, you there?
Oh! Oh! Woo!
How are you?
Dabo! Mm.
Sound good today.
Every day's a good day up in heaven.
Yeah, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah, it does.
So do you follow along, like, at the news that's happening down on Earth where people are still talking about you all the time?
Absolutely, of course. Up here we watch HNN.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. The Heaven News Network.
Oh, that's different.
Yeah. And it's you know, covers a lot of news.
Did you
Did you hear that Captain Crunch isn't a real captain?
We didn't do that. We're actually covering that down here, too. Yeah, that's quite a scandal.
Quite a scandal.
Wow, you like to keep current.
I like to keep current.
Although, you also used to walk around with a lot of military outfits on, if I recall. Didn't you have some stuff that you wore that looked like you served, but you didn't?
Yes, I actually was in the service.
You were in the military?
I was in the Navy.
What? No? No?
Yeah, I was a seaman.
That might have just been wishful thinking. I don't think you actually served. So what about, well, Kevin, you've spent a lot of time with these photos. What most interested you about the way Michael Jackson was living?
Well, of the 150 or so photos on TMZ, probably 100 of them were drugs.
Well, that's overstating things, I think, a bit.
But there were drugs.
Well, let's
everywhere.
Just take a look at your medicine cabinet and see what's in there.
But you're kidding. You could take 100 pictures of the same thing, but there were bottles and bottles of propofol, and there was Demerol, and there was just everything you can possibly imagine.
Well,
you were set for a good, good long time.
Brother needs a nap once in a while.
What about this photo number 51 in the set?
51's my favorite.
Well, I can't tell what the, I can't quite read what the medicine is, but it does say you have to apply to groin area twice daily. What's that about, Michael?
Yes, that was, that's called groinafol.
I'm sorry?
Groinafol.
Groinafol.
Yes, and it puts your penis to sleep.
Wow, you really did need rest.
I did. Sometimes my penis would be active all night long while I was trying to rest. I had restless penis syndrome.
I didn't know that existed.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a thing. All right. What about all of these knickknacks that made you look like you were a 60-year-old woman living in Wisconsin? Like these plates that had pictures of babies on them that you have stacked all up on the dresser? What are those?
I love children.
That was gross. We know you love children,
I
but
love,
there's...
love children.
Yeah, right. But do you have plates with children's pictures?
They're adorable little babies.
Yeah. Right, but there's like 20 of them. I mean, whose kids are these? I hate to ask.
Well, they're just model children. Because I don't like ugly children.
No, of course not.
So I would get these collector's plates of beautiful little babies, and I would just have them in my collection. People collect things.
Yeah, but no one collects plates with babies on them. literally no one, Michael.
Listen, I enjoyed a good knick-knack. Paddywhack.
You had a lot of animal masks.
Yeah, well, doesn't everyone?
No.
No!
Well, how do you hide your children when you go out? What's wrong with you people?
You don't. And by the way, your kids haven't been wearing the masks since you've been gone, and they're doing great.
Well...
most of them.
Define great. When you cut your wrists open and overdose and go into a psych ward?
I was hoping you hadn't heard about that one, Michael.
Well, H&N, I told you. We
oh, that's right.
What about the little girl doll that it looks like was in your bed that you slept with? It was about a foot tall, wearing a little nightie.
That was Mrs. Beasley. She would keep me company.
That was pretty gross.
Now, here's the thing. I used to take a lot of heat because I used to sleep with a sock monkey.
Right.
But people said that was too creepy.
Oh, I see.
So I had to sleep with something less creepy, so I picked a little female baby doll to sleep with. And people said, well, at least it's not a sock monkey. At least you're not a freak.
How dare you?
Jamo!
No one said to you, at least you're not a freak, by the way.
They did say that to me because I paid them to say that.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Did you not allow housekeeping into the bedroom because it's super messed up with all sorts of like towels and medical equipment, everything like that is strewn about the floor? I mean, you really were living in a pigsty a little bit.
Well, here's the thing. Housekeeping would come by once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
But I would put the do not disturb sign outside.
Right.
They would just leave me alone. And
for how long, though? Because you could have been on the show Hoarders. I mean, there's suitcases and
boxes. Well, you
have
to remember, at this point, these pictures were taken. I had been asleep for about, a month. And so, it can stack up. Dirty towels and things can stack up when you're taking a long nap.
Right.
Thanks to propofol.
Indeed.
I recommend it, by the way.
You do?
Still.
But you're in heaven because
of it. I know, but seriously. Best sleep ever. Really.
Certainly the longest lasting, that's for sure.
That's true.
Well, Michael, I don't know if I'm glad or not that we got a chance to see inside your private bedroom here, but it's certainly something I won't soon forget.
I can get you a real good deal on a baby plate if you need one.
No, we're good. I don't know if they're... What do you got going on there?
What's going on?
I don't know. Trouble there.
I don't know. Did you have a heart attack?
I don't know if there's a dumber diet than the sunshine diet that we talked about yesterday, but if there is, I'm sure our listeners have tried it. We'll find out coming up in about 20 minutes or so here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Plus, the beautiful actress Tatiana Maslany is going to be here. She is the star of BBC America's Orphan Black. That's all coming up here on today's Kevin and Bean Show.
News to call the authorities?
I'm fine.
Ambulance? My Strange Addiction.
Yes.
On TLC. My Strange Addiction is one of the strangest shows, and these people really exist, and it's impossible to believe. How many of you have taken a laxative?
I don't think I ever have.
I don't think I have either.
I have once, and it's not something you want to do.
Yeah.
It hurts. Things go crazy.
can't leave the bathroom.
And our girl today, Kimberly, is addicted.
Oh, no.
To laxatives.
New.
My name's Kimberly, and I take about 150 laxatives a day.
No.
150 laxatives a day.
This
Not
started
possible.
With I Want to Be Thin, right?
It did, unfortunately. Yeah. It's the body, what do you call it, dysmorphia or whatever it is.
Oh,
where
my God. What does she look like?
I think Karen Carpenter did that, too.
She looks like she needs seriously to eat. Like, you look at her waist and you go, wow, I'm scared for her health.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah. 150 laxatives a day.
I don't even understand that, because even if you're eating during the day, it seems like 3 laxatives a day would be enough to clean you out, right?
You would think that. Yeah. What are these laxatives doing to her health? Well, she's not exactly researching that.
Honestly, I've never read the warnings because I don't want to know what it's doing to my body. I did have to go to the hospital in the middle of the night because I was throwing up blood. They pumped my stomach and told me I should probably quit taking them because I had bleeding ulcers. I probably thought about it for a day or so.
Yeah!
Guys, if she's up a normal 15 or 16 hours a day like most people, then 10 times an hour, she's taking a laxative.
Yep. She goes to the hospital because she's throwing up blood. They say she should stop. And she says, yeah, I considered it for about 24 hours.
Then
can
I went
she,
back.
How can she? She can't do anything. Can she doesn't have much of a social life.
No.
I've almost completely isolated myself from everyone. I just want to be at home and take my laxatives and be near the bathroom.
That is a party right there. That's her life.
Oh, my God.
That is her life. She just wants this to be near the bathroom.
This may be the really, truly the most twisted of any of the ones we've heard.
Isn't it? It's twisted and it's weird and it's sad because Bean's right. I mean, I don't know that much about laxatives, but it seems like one is enough for a normal adult human.
She's going to die.
Takes 150 a day.
Well, she's mentally ill. I mean, they need to scoop her up and put her in a assisted living facility where they can keep an eye on her and not allow her to do this because she will die.
They videotape her. She's taking 25 at one time, just a handful, just downing them.
I can't get my head around this.
Stop being effective if you take them all the time? Is that why she takes so many?
Later in the story, it did say that she has to now take that many to get the same effect to be normal.
Oh.
I wonder what that does to your bowels. I mean, I wonder if that constricts them up somehow or, you know, just makes it more difficult for things to work properly.
Oh, I'm sure.
So her mom doesn't know this, by the way, who she's living with. She's living with her mom. She has literally hundreds of boxes of laxatives in drawers. Like, drawers are full of boxes of laxatives. Mom has no clue. None whatsoever.
How's that possible?
I don't know.
Honey, can I get in the bathroom today at some point?
I don't understand how that's possible. I mean, she'll pull open a drawer and it's just stacked with laxatives.
This is one of the weirdest things I've ever heard.
So, but now she's getting upset. She really wants help now. So she goes to her mom and she tells her for the first time, Mom, I think I'm addicted to laxatives and I need help.
I just want to get help for it.
Yeah.
And I just want to be happy with me for once in my life.
I don't want anything to happen to you.
No. Because I don't want to disappoint you.
She didn't disappoint me.
Well, yes, she did. She should have disappointed you because, wow, 150 a day.
Oh, my God.
She is about 28 years old. She is 104 pounds.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah. So she goes to the doctor, and he asks the question that we're all thinking about taking that many laxatives.
Do you tend to have diarrhea?
Don't really have diarrhea.
Nope. How do you not?
I don't know.
How is it possible that you don't? So the doctor measures her body fat.
Yeah.
Now, a regular person that's her age, that's her weight, a healthy body fat is between 21 and 33%.
Mm-hmm.
Under 21% is considered unhealthy. When she hears the news, she breaks down crying. She is so upset about her body fat percentage, which, again, average is 21 to 33.
Now, that's 15.3% fat. That's not bad. No, that's good. That's good. That's a very healthy percent body fat. What that means is that you're healthier than you think you are. That's wonderful news.
She's crying because she's sobbing.
Too fat?
Oh, 15%. Oh, that's the worst.
Why is that doctor telling her that's healthy? She should be telling her she's so underweight she's going to die.
I know, but in her mind, she thinks she's so overweight she's going to die.
Oh, my God.
And now she starts talking to her like a little kid. She can't get the girl to stop crying and realize that's well below average. You could gain some weight. You don't need to take all of those laxatives.
Does that sound bad?
Yeah, it does.
It sounds bad.
Oh, my God.
So, of course, at the end of every episode, they ask, is she going to change her behavior? Your guesses, please.
Well, based on the what happened in the emergency room with the bleeding and everything, she thought about that for a day. They went back to her ways. I think she's committed to this lifestyle. I think she is so mentally effed up in the head that she's going to take more laxatives now that she thinks she's 15% fat.
150 a day. Lisa?
I don't think she can keep supporting this habit. She's got to get that at some point.
She decides that she's going to take the doctor's advice and get off the laxatives.
And so in my future, I'm going to be a happy and healthier person.
There you go.
Wow.
One day. Not today.
And then at the end of it, the words come up, she's still taking 20 a day.
Well, that's it.
She's cut back from 150 a day, still taking 20 laxatives a day.
But 20 a day just means you're just full-time depriving your body of any possible benefits they could get. It could get out of food, right?
But she's living. You got to give her that. She likes to stay home, take her laxatives, and be near a bathroom. She knows how to live.
Ralph Garman is here. Time for the Showbiz Beat now on a Wednesday morning. What's going on, Ralph?
Hey, Cadence Donda West.
I'm sorry?
Hey, Cadence Donda West. Welcome. Welcome to the planet. That is the name of porn star Kim Kardashian and Kanye West's daughter, if you believe the rumors. This coming out from a Media Takeout blog says that a nurse at Cedars-Sinai told them that Kim and Kanye had settled on Cadence, spelled K-A-I-D-E-N-C-E, Cadence.
Not a name.
Not a word. Nothing.
Not a word, not a name.
It's a collection of letters. Cadence Donda West. But nothing official so far from Big Button Ego. So we'll wait and see.
Is that what we're calling him now?
That's what I'm calling him. That's their sitcom. It's their Big Button Ego.
There seems to be some people who are suggesting that the name is Camo. K-A-M-O is another name that's being banned.
Camo Northwest.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from. I don't know what the source is on that one. But
well, I chose to talk about this one because it sounded like at least someone connected to the hospital. That's been
right, exactly.
The other one just seemed like someone just plucked it out of thin air, out of an army surplus store. Camo! It's Camo. What direction are we in? North! West! Sounds like a direction for a military drop. Camo Northwest.
That's true.
We have to make an airdrop. We have to drop some supplies to our troops behind enemy lines. So, we'll see. Hey, who knows? It could be something completely different by tomorrow. But I just love that Cadence is spelled all
I do too.
Janky.
What if your name was Asshore?
That would be it. That's a name. Because, really, she's named after her mom. If they call her Asshore.
What are we going to do if they make the announcement and her name is like Laura or something? Like, how are we going to be able to process that as a nation?
I will give you 100 crisp dollar bills if her name ends up to be Laura.
I'll match.
Katy Perry talked to Vogue magazine this week about the end of her marriage to Russell Brand. She says he is very smart and magical, Russell Brand is. Well, he should conjure himself up a razor and a bar of soap, then. She said that she hasn't really spoken to him since he requested their divorce via text message.
Oh, that's sweet.
On New Year's Eve 2011.
On New Year's Eve.
Hey, let's go into the new year fresh. Let's get a fresh start in the new year.
By
me being single and you being not my wife. He texted he wanted a divorce.
Boobs.
Maybe time to open up the old worst breakup stories for one of our call-in segments, because getting the news that you're getting divorced via text from your husband has to rank up there, doesn't it?
It does.
On New Year's Eve. That's
on New Year's Eve when you're not together, right?
Yeah. Good stuff. Reality show news. Discovery Channel is starting a new reality show called Naked and Afraid.
All right. I'm in so far. What do you got?
The story of every woman who's ever had sex with Bean. Naked and afraid.
So there won't be anyone?
Male and female strangers will be stripped naked and stranded in a remote area with no food or water.
Naked!
I got the idea from a carnival cruise ship. Now, there's a show already about this, a guy who does this, right? Naked
yes.
Castaway or something?
Yeah, we had that guy on, right?
Yeah, so this apparently is along those lines. This will be regular people, though, who will be stripped naked and stranded in a remote area with no food.
He should have held out to be on this show instead, though, because they put some girls on the island with you. He's by himself.
It's not co-ed naked.
Oh, it's not. I thought it was.
Yeah. But, yeah, that could be interesting.
It seems like there's a lot of body parts you'd rather cover up when it comes to bugs and snakes.
Sand.
Even.
If I was dropped in the woods naked, I would just pleasure myself until they came back to pick me up. Was it 30 days? I'll see you guys in 30 days.
You'd be all withered.
I'm going to find some natural lube somewhere and just make myself at home. Good movie news. Sounds like Ryan Reynolds has dropped out of that reboot of the Highlander franchise. You may have seen the original Highlander, one of the sequels, where Christopher Lambert plays an immortal swordsman. He can only be killed by decapitation. And Sean Connery is his mentor.
Don't remember that.
Remember
one.
Highlander? Yeah, they're going to reboot that franchise. Ryan Reynolds was originally tapped to star as the new Highlander, but everyone was very unhappy with that, and now it looks like it's not going to happen.
Am I the only one that likes Ryan Reynolds?
I like him in certain types of roles. I don't enjoy his work in the action adventure vein. I don't think he was a very good Green Lantern, for example, and I didn't care for him much as Deadpool, I guess, he played in Wolverine. So
I like that movie he was in with Sandra Bullock. I forget what the name of it was. It's kind of a romantic
chick
comedy.
Chick flick one.
Is that the one where she's crazy and she's following him around or whatever?
No, she's a boss and I think he's her assistant.
Oh, right.
Go back to his family in the island. Yeah, I was dragged to that. That was bad.
Yeah.
I liked it.
I thought he was pretty good in that one with Jason Bateman, where they switch personalities.
Oh, yeah.
Change Up, is that what it's called? Yeah, I thought he was pretty good in that one. So we'll let him keep working. Don't get me wrong.
Okay.
But he just can't be in any more.
You're going to allow it?
Fair enough.
Super heroic kind of films.
All right.
And this sounds like it's right up Bean's alley. There's a company called Lone Signal who will send your tweets into space.
Whose tweets need to be sent out into space less than Bean?
If we get Bean to point them into space, then they don't get pointed at us.
That's true.
It is the company.
I mean, what's the point, Bean? So aliens can read them.
Exactly.
Oh,
they're submitting your text messages in all languages to the Gliese 526 solar system. They're shooting them right out there to that solar system in hopes that extraterrestrials will pick them up and then respond.
Hmm.
They have to be tweet length, they have to be short, and you need a little patience. The message won't arrive to that solar system for about 18 years, and if they respond, it'll take another 18 years. So 36 years later, you'll see whether you got a response to your tweet or not. Just 99 cents for a set of four. You can send four tweets for a buck. So what do you got to lose, really?
That's not terrible.
Yeah.
You got to be careful if you're crafting a tweet that you still want to be entertaining 18 years from now, though.
You have to be careful when you're crafting a tweet you'd like to be entertaining now. That's all you need to worry about. When are we going to do thanks for that tweet?
We have it standing by. We don't have it on the schedule yet.
We've got a good batch there in the hopper.
Hopefully something will fall through today.
In the Twitter hopper. Yeah, they're also sending out animated GIFs, GIFs files, if you want to send that out. So, got anything you want to say to the space people?
No.
What would you like to say to the aliens?
Bean.
Oh, me?
Yeah.
Nothing really. I got nothing. Just come. That's my message to them. Just take
you don't
it
know
easy.
How do
you
that?
Know?
You're creepy to space people.
Come to Earth. Come to our planet.
Visit me.
You know, I have said for many years, you guys have heard me say this on the show, one of my many great fears in life is that I'm going to die before the aliens arrive. I want to be here when they make contact, for reals.
Yeah.
I don't want to miss that.
That's a valid fear.
They're not coming. I think they might eventually.
They might.
I mean,
very
I know,
good chance you won't be here, though, and it's, you know what? It's going to be all right.
There's a very good chance that humanity won't be here. I mean, we're here for just
snap.
A blip.
Right, so stop worrying about it.
I'd like to see it in my lifetime, that's all.
I would say, did E.T. get home? I would ask them if they, because I was always curious about that.
Where exactly did he go?
Today's celebrity birthdays. Paula Abdul's 51 years old today. Someone demanding a bell for Paula Abdul, by
no!
the way.
Wrong!
Nope.
Wrong!
That's what
wrong.
I said. I just want to make sure it wasn't me.
Negative.
Actress Robin Tunney's 41. Poppy Montgomery's 38. Actor Hugh Dancy is 38 years old as well. Zoe Saldana is 35. Macklemore of the popular restaurant chain Macklemore and Schmitz. Of course, 30 years old today. And
Or the thrift shop center.
Oh, that's right. Paul Dano, the actor, is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Keep listening for your chance to win tickets to the 5th Annual Epicenter, Saturday, September 21st at Verizon Wireless Amphitheater, featuring The Offspring and Bad Religion and Pennywise and a whole bunch more. Your chance to win is coming up this hour on the world-famous K-Rock. Fantastic. Hey, you know what we got to do now that summer begins this week is we got to get our boy Psycho Mike back in. It's been a while since we've done the Psycho Body. Get
sure.
people some advice on how to lose some weight. And diets is kind of on a lot of people's minds right now. Beer Mug, for instance, who...
He thinks about it, but he never does it.
He did tell us the other day that he tried the masturbation diet. We brought that up on the air a couple weeks ago. He's been working very hard on the masturbation diet.
Right.
And that's not working for you, Muggs? I mean, you're doing you're putting in as much time as you have for that, and it's just not getting it done?
It's a tireless effort.
Well, I appreciate the try, but you're not losing anyway.
No.
And then we talked about this woman yesterday who just came off the Sunshine Diet. Now, she's a little bit crazy. She's a new age woman. She legally changed her name a few years ago to Naveena, which I guess has a Hindu meaning of new and rebirth.
And so stupid.
Her name is
Navina Shine is her name.
Oh, come on.
And she decided that she, her name was Christine, she decided that she was going to live on sunshine, you guys. She figured out the, she believed that you could photosynthesize sunlight into energy. So she basically just spent a lot of time in the sun and didn't eat. And I will give her credit for this. She did lose 33 pounds in about 3 months.
Right. Because she didn't eat.
Yeah, that's 100% right. Because she didn't eat. But if her theory was correct, she would get all the nutrients she needed from the sun and right. wouldn't have lost any weight. Right?
I mean, I guess, yeah.
I
guess
might have lost some, but still she'd be healthy.
Healthy, right, because the sunshine would be the food substitute. Right. That's what she was expecting to happen. Well, she's given up on that. She's not going to do it anymore.
What a
she
shame.
Says she can't afford to keep going, and she's taking too much abuse on the internet for trying to live on sunshine.
Well, she could just stay off the internet and do it.
She's just a dumbass.
Yes, I think we can chalk this one up to her being a dumbass. Yeah. Yes, but we started thinking about all the crazy things that people tried. It does seem like, especially if you read the ladies' magazines, it does seem like there's a new diet that comes along every month that people say, no, this is it. This is the one you got to try.
And they tout it as like the new thing, and this is the final answer. There is no final answer, people.
Right.
Yeah.
And it can be different for everybody. Not every diet works the same on every person. There are lots of differences between humans. But we thought it might be interesting to hear some of the diets that you have heard about, that you have maybe even tried, that people have said, no, this is the one. Lisa, what do your girlfriends go through? Have they ever gone through any where they eat like a particular kind of food, for instance? That's
there
one I know
like
is popular.
A cabbage soup diet that was really popular for a long time. There was the grapefruit diet. There was the, only eat fruits and vegetables kind of. There's a thousand things you can do.
The paleo diet, that's one that never seems to go away. And that's just you eat whatever they could eat 10,000 years ago. So
it's
you stay away from.
No grains, no processed foods.
Right. Stay away from refined sugars and things like that. I mean, that one does seem sustainable anyway.
A healthy diet, yeah.
A lot of these diets that people have, though, there's no way you could stay on it for any length of time, right?
No. Well, yeah, a lot of them are just stupid.
You mean like the cotton ball diet, Kevin?
Yeah, the orange juice soaked cotton ball.
What?
Yep, we talked about that with the models the other day, remember?
You don't swallow the cotton ball, right?
Yes, you do.
You do?
Cotton balls are low in calories, but very filling.
That's right.
They're very low in calories.
And you poop out a tennis ball.
We're going to take your calls at 1-800-520-1067 about the crazy diets that you've either been on or heard about. There's a blood type diet where you pick certain foods based on what your type of blood is. Now, doctors say that there's absolutely nothing to that. There's no difference in your blood type based on what foods you should eat. There's an ear stapling diet that some people have tried. It's like an acupuncture. Yeah, exactly. You put a staple in your ear at a particular point and they say it suppresses your hunger.
Just because you're screaming from pain?
Maybe.
You're just distracted?
And my favorite, by the way, the one that you'll recall that we had Dr. Drew on because I was obsessed with it. To me, it just made so much sense. It sounded like the easiest way to lose weight ever, and you get a little pet out of it, was the tapeworm diet. Remember, you guys, when I was on about the tapeworm diet?
Yes.
Yeah, that was...
You eat whatever you want, and then you've got another little guy inside of you who's eating what you've already eaten, so gone.
Right, but a lot of people are not cool with the whole worm in themselves thing.
Well, they're just being narrow-minded. It's just a little worm.
All right, so we're going to take your calls, 1-800-520-1067, especially if you've tried something and you now realize it's dumb. Those are my favorite type. Let's start with Jose. Hi, Jose.
Hola, how are you? How's everybody?
Hola.
My diet was sweet corn, cilantro, tomato, and lemon.
That's all you ate?
I baked it. I ate it raw. I fried it.
How many times a day did you eat?
Breakfast, lunch, dinner.
Three times.
I lost 22 pounds in 30 days.
I'm not surprised.
Well, and I'd like to travel to all the farmers' markets, in the valley.
Mm-hmm.
In Santa Monica!
Nope. Okay, not. Nope.
We do on it.
Nope. Nope. Nice try, but nope.
We reject you totally.
How do you choose those particular items? Like, is that just random, or is there some reason that things like corn and tomato and things like that are the right
ones?
You've
heard about that, Lisa? Because to me, it sounded like he was just making it up.
I think he was.
Get on and
remember the fast that so many people doing where you use pepper, and I think is it apple cider vinegar? I forget what it is, and you put
the cayenne pepper one.
Yeah, that one. A lot of people do that, but it's a fast, really.
Really, just not eating.
Mostly
is what most of this comes down to. You don't eat a lot of things. You might focus on one thing, but it doesn't seem like it's sustainable ever.
No. Most people bounce.
So how did you lose weight, and was it dumb? 1-800-520-1067. We'll take your...
So I'm making a note. Do not try to live on sunshine as food. That's out. Okay, we're not doing that anymore. What kinds of crazy diets have you tried? We're taking your calls at 1-800-520-1067. As we discussed, it seems like there's always something new that people say, no, no, this is the one. And our listeners, it looks like, according to what's on the lines here, have had a lot of success. Let's try Rob, for instance. Let's find out how he lost over 50 pounds. Rob, that's a lot of weight, man. What'd you do?
Well, I ate tuna twice a day for lunch and dinner with just crackers, and then I would run about 5 miles every night. I lost about 50 pounds.
Wow.
Now, were you able to keep it off with some other regimen, or did you keep trying that?
I did it for about 2 months, and then, you know, I started lifting weights and all that, but I probably gained about 30 of that back now. But,
now, see, part of the problem with this, a lot of this stuff works just because you're limiting your food intake so much that you're going to lose weight. You just can't live on it.
Right.
Yeah.
No, thank you very much for the call. So it turns out if you exercise more and eat less, you'll lose weight?
Don't be ridiculous.
I know that sounds crazy. Let's try Tina. Tina's on line 3. Sounds like she had an interesting experience with the diet she tried. Hi, Tina.
Hi. Good morning, Lisa May.
Good morning.
You ate what?
I went to a doctor when I was 18 because I was desperate to lose weight, and he gave me all these pills. Turned out the pills were uppers, like two of them, two-speed, laxatives, diuretics, and he told me that I could live off my fat, so therefore I could eat an apple and a 6 ounce can of vegan juice every day, and that was it. So after 1 week, I lost 12 pounds. Yes.
Right.
You're not hungry with that
stuff. I was cleaning the ceiling. I was cleaning everything. I cleaned my apartment 2 times a day, and after about a week, I lost about 12 pounds, and I ended up in the emergency room almost dead.
Oh, my God.
Oh, wow. Now, was this a real doctor you went to, or just a friend of yours who said he was a doctor?
No, he was a real doctor.
Was his doctor's office in the back of a white van?
No, they had told me you can't sue him because he's helped so many people lose weight. And my mother had gone to him and lost some weight. So that's why when I turned 18, I thought, well, I can go and I'm going to go ahead and do this. And unfortunately,
I think in general, if your doctor tells you you can live off your fat, it's not a very doctorly
thing. He degraded you, you know, made you feel like you were this horrible beast.
Right.
And told you, you know, you could live off all of your fat. And when you're desperate, when I was young, I knew no better.
Right.
And
understood.
Said, fine, you know, I'll do it. I'll sign up. Give me those pills.
Wow. Now, Tina, did you eventually kind of grow up and just learn some better eating habits? And now you have a weight that you're more comfortable with?
Yes, I've lost 65 pounds by just cutting out fried foods, eating way better, eating smaller meals.
No,
nope.
Can't eat way exercise. Better. I need something faster.
Exercise.
Can't do exercise. Sorry.
Congratulations. Thanks so much for the call and the story. We appreciate it. Let's try Jennifer. Jennifer's on line 2, and she's up next here on the Kevin and Bean Show on K-Rock.
Hey, Jen.
Hi. How's it going?
Good.
Good.
What'd you eat?
So on the first day, you were only allowed to eat fruits. The second day, you were only allowed to eat vegetables. And on the third day, you were only allowed to have steak and tomatoes. And that's it. And you had to repeat it.
Oh, then you repeat and repeat and repeat. Huh. So you have meat every third day.
Yes, but it has to be like a tiny portion.
I would be really, really hungry.
Like the size of a BB.
Yeah, basically.
And how long could you stay on something like that? Jenna, what kind of success did you have?
Well, my friend and I tried doing it together to push ourselves, and I lasted about a week, and she lasted about 4 days.
Did you say 10 pounds?
Yeah, 10 pounds.
Okay.
But you gain it back pretty much the day you get off of it.
Yeah, there you go. That's the problem.
There's that.
Hey, let's take one more. Thank you for the call, Jen. We appreciate it. Let's go to Trek real quick because Trek is bringing up something for weight loss that we haven't even talked about. It does not involve food.
First of all, Trek is not a name. Second of all, hi.
Hi.
What'd you do?
I did the Master Cleanse.
That's the thing we were talking about, right?
The Master Cleanse.
Yes, yes.
What do you mean that's the thing
What's
we were talking
it?
About?
It's the website is themastercleanse.org. A friend got me into it, and I couldn't believe it actually worked, and I couldn't believe, you know, someone of my size would be able to go without food.
This guy sounds fake to me.
No,
he sounds
it's for
fat
real.
To me, I'll tell you that. he still sounds fat. Even if he's lost the weight, he still sounds fat. So what do you eat? Trek is useless, though, Lisa, but what do you eat on the Master Cleanse? Or is it the point it doesn't matter what you eat?
You don't eat.
1 ounce of
maple syrup and 1 ounce of lemon juice in a bottle of water. And you can have as much of that as you want.
Wow, you can really gorge yourself on that.
Sometimes you put apple cider vinegar in it and some lemon juice or whatever. And that's what you drink every day.
But and you eat no food?
Right.
No, I get nothing, no coffee, no tea. I mean, you can't have those things because there's no calories.
How long can you stay on that diet?
The first time I did it for 45 days, and I lost about 50 pounds.
Wow.
Wow.
And then it broke my addiction to hamburgers and donuts and a lot of bad eating.
So then you literally just started eating better and kept it off?
Yes. I didn't lose anything else by eating better. In January, I did it again and lost another 25.
Well, look, I'm no doctor, and I've never been mistaken for one, but it just doesn't sound healthy if that's all you're having for 2 months.
I am a doctor, and I think you're doing the right thing.
Thanks for the call.
Congratulations. Hova, H to the is A, for winning.
No, her name is Hoda, actually. Hoda is her first name.
From Chino, she won tickets to the 5th Annual Epicenter. Your chance to win is coming up. That features The Offspring and Bad Religion and Pennywise and a whole bunch more.
Let's talk about Russian President Vladimir Putin, who is the manliest guy in the world. I have been fascinated with him for a long time. Wasn't he the guy, Lisa, who was president for a while, and then he wasn't, but he was kind of still running things from behind the scenes
totally
as prime minister?
Running it, yes.
And then that guy left, and then he decided, hey, I'll just be president again. But he's the guy who's always in the news for doing incredibly manly things. He's the guy who's out there tiger hunting. Mm-hmm. He's whale hunting. He's horseback riding with no shirt on.
Most of the time he has his shirt off. He's one of those guys. What's his name? Kim Jong Il, the first dude from North Korea, he was lying and saying that he got, three or four or five hole in ones in one round.
Oh, that's right.
But this guy puts out videos of himself without shirt, being all just the manliest woman and the man in the world.
Yeah. He's a baller. There's no question about that. But he's in a little bit of an international controversy right now because apparently he had a visit from Robert Kraft, who is the owner of the New England Patriots, back in 2005. And I guess the Patriots had just won the Super Bowl. They beat Ralph's beloved Philadelphia Eagles. And so they're at a party, and Robert Kraft says, hey, Mr. President, you want to see my Super Bowl ring? And Vladimir Putin says, yeah, let me try that on. He does try it on and then puts it right in his pocket, and his guards come and they take him away. And Robert Kraft is sitting there going, but
what?
But, he stole it.
He stole his Super Bowl ring.
$25,000 ring made of diamonds.
What a dick.
Of course. And so then he complains to President Bush, because what do you do if the president of Russia steals from you?
I don't know.
You don't just turn the other cheek when you've basically, it's a shakedown and you've had this valuable, not just $25,000, but I mean, you own the team that just won the Super Bowl.
Right.
This has sentimental value. This is important to you. This is not something you just want to give away.
It's in a museum now with other, quote, official gifts that he has received.
So he says he gave it to
him. Oh, yeah, it was a gift.
That's what he says.
Oh, my God.
That's what he
says. To this day, Putin is claiming that it was a gift, and to this day, Robert Kraft is claiming that he was stolen.
I'm sure he wouldn't give him his ring.
And President Bush said, why don't you just not say anything? Let's not create an incident over this.
Oh.
Well, this is back in the news now. I don't know who started talking about it again, but apparently this is the real story. So we wanted to find out what's going on over there in Russia. So we asked Dave if he could line up the president for us, and I believe we have Mr. Vladimir Putin on the line with us here on the Kevin and Bean Show now. Hi, Vlad.
Vlad. I don't appreciate Vlad.
I'm sorry. Mr. President Putin, I apologize.
President Putin will be fine for you.
Thank you. You heard the description as it is being reported here in the United States press about what went down at the party with you and Mr. Kraft. Do you have any comment on the way it was described?
First of all, yes, I've heard stories, what has been saying in the media. And Mr. Kraft is respected businessman in my country as well as your country. So I have nothing bad to say about him, except he is a filthy, stinking liar.
Wow. That seems like a lot of bad.
Well, now he says that he just handed it to you so you could look at it, maybe try it on, and then hand it right back, sir.
Oh, that's what he's saying with his stinking lie face.
That's what he says. And then he says, you turned and walked away, and your security just butted right in and said, don't follow him. And that's it. He had it.
That is his side story, of course. Many witnesses also present at time were there when Mr. Kraft presented the ring to me.
Were they all your security?
For say to gift for me, and it of course was gift. I would not steal Super Bowl ring. First of all,
but did you ever think why
Patriots
would he want to give?
I hate the Patriots.
They I'm sorry. Oh, you hate the Patriots.
The Patriots. Couldn't believe they beat the Eagles in that game.
I didn't realize you followed American football like that.
And so I would not want to have that stinking ring from that stinking team, from stinking liar.
Okay, but all of the people who are backing your story, as Kevin was pointing out, are on your payroll, sir. There's nobody else who is there who is impartial at the party who says who backs up your version of the story.
Well, who's impartial for Kraft then? Him with his macaroni and cheese and other things that he has. What is who is the impartial observer for his side story?
Well, I think he would know if he meant to give it to you or not.
And I would know whether it was gifted to me or for not.
What about this museum that you have of alleged gifts to the Kremlin? Do you just steal stuff from everyone, or what happens?
Listen, what happens here for me now to tell you, pig dog. When is given in my country, if you are president and is given jewelry for you to having to wear, mm-hmm. That is gift for you.
Okay.
And it's actually in old Russian folk song, which always describes exactly what happens in that situation. It goes something like this. If you're dumb and you'll give me jewelry when I come, then I try it and it fits. Putin on the hiss. That's how that goes.
Ralph's got the showbiz beat on Wednesday. What's going on?
Do this on Friday at 10 p.m. Come see Kevin Smith and myself do our Hollywood Babylon show. Kevin gets remarkably stoned. I drink my body weight in alcohol, and then we just unleash all of our bitter bile and all the showbiz news of the week. It's a good time. It's at the Improv in Hollywood on Melrose. Friday night, 10 p.m., you can go to csmod.com or improv.com to get your tickets. And you have to go because someday your kids are going to say, what was Babylon like? And you go, you know what? I never got around to there. And then they will hate you. So if you don't want your kids to hate you in the future, you should go see Babylon this Friday night at 10 p.m.
Seems extreme, but all right.
It's the truth. I'm just trying to help people out.
Okay.
That's all I'm doing.
All right.
These are the people we'll be talking about, coincidentally, and they happen also to be the top 10 most hated male and female celebrities in the country.
Oh, interesting.
This was a survey done with parents, about 2,500 parents across the country, all of which had at least one child over the age of 8. And they said, what celebrities should not be used as examples of positive role models for their children?
Oh, okay.
Those parents voted on which famous figures were the worst role models, and here's who they came up with. This is
Farrah Abrahamson?
She was number 5 on the list. Farrah Abraham was number 5
on the list. I didn't realize that she would have reached the critical level that they would even know who she is.
Well, she's been in the news a ton lately.
I know, but Kevin. Parents, don't, I don't know. You have an 8-year-old? I don't know.
You're a parent, and right. You know who she is.
Yeah, but only because you talk about her.
Well, there's a lot of people who are aware.
All right, number 5.
Weird Al Yankovic.
He did not make the list. Here's your top 10 in reverse order. So number 10 was Taylor Momsen, then Heidi Montag at 9. Kourtney Kardashian was 8. Kesha, 7. Rihanna, 6. Farrah Abraham, 5th. Amanda Bynes was only 4th.
What?
Could be so sad. Any guesses on the top 3?
Well, Bieber's got to be one of them.
Okay, this is women.
Women. These are all women.
These are,
so we haven't said Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian, 3rd on the list.
Okay.
Well done. Top 2?
Chloe.
Chloe didn't make the top 10. It was Courtney and Kim, but Chloe didn't make the top 10. I think she's probably looked at with more favor, especially with parents and stuff, because she seems to be the funny, ugly one.
The Wookiee one, right?
Yeah.
I am going to be very disappointed if this is true, but I got to throw it out there. Taylor Swift?
No, did not make the list.
Did not make the list.
I'm
okay.
Going to be very disappointed if this is true.
Well, I would have been, because that's unfair. She's an excellent role model.
Shut up.
She's a hateful whoremonger.
Okay, women that we hate, that parents hate for their kids to look up to. Wow, you said Rihanna, you said Kesha, you said a lot of the ones that I would have thought of. Who are we missing here, guys?
Is it obvious, Ralph?
Yeah, you're missing the big 2.
Britney?
Easily.
Britney
Spears? Britney, not on the list.
Paris Hilton?
Not on the list.
Huh. Miley?
Miley, number 1. Miley Cyrus, number 1. Number 2, Lindsay Lohan.
Oh, sure.
Come on, people now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Sure, what's wrong
well
with this?
Well done.
Top 10 men in that same position who...
Bieber.
Bieber was 3rd on the list.
Yeah, gotta be.
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Leonardo DiCaprio, not on the list. Here, I'll give you some of them. Right. Number 10 was Bruce Jenner.
Yeah, I can see that.
Don't be an emasculated, weird plastic surgery face when you grow up, son. Jay-Z was ninth.
What?
Why?
He's a douche. Mel Gibson was eighth.
Okay.
Tiger Woods, 7. Lance Armstrong, 6. Don't be a lying doper.
Good one.
5th, Charlie Sheen. 4th, Lil Wayne. Don't go stomping on the flag, please, when you make your videos. Top 3, Justin Bieber was 3rd. Top 2?
Chris Brown.
Chris Brown, number 1.
Yeah. Gotta be. Gotta be.
Don't be like Chris Brown. Number 2?
Number 2.
Who else do we hate?
Chris Brown.
Kanye.
Kanye West. Well done, Beer Mug.
Oh, Mugs.
Kanye
nice.
West. Don't be like him. I'm going to let you finish, but don't be like him.
You know, a lot of these lists, we go, who are these people that they talk to? These, I sort of understand. I think both of these are pretty representative of exactly what they claim to be.
These are American parents. You know who didn't make the list, and I was shocked, was Betty White. She's a whore.
She is a whore.
How dare you?
Not get on there.
She is.
The reason I bring it up is because there is a fundraiser going on for something called the Morris Animal Foundation. It is, you know, one of these hug a koala bear kind of organizations.
Well, you know how Betty is with her animals.
Animals are the best.
No,
humans suck. One of these goddamn organizations. They raise money to, I don't know, get porcupines neutered or something like that. And they're having an evening of fun with Betty White.
There's no such thing.
I'd like to have an evening of fun
mutually
with
exclusive.
Betty White.
Oh, holy cow.
And they're auctioning off on eBay a date with Betty White. Win a date with Betty White.
Sold.
Win a
Sold.
Date with Betty White. It's your
Not
chance
interested.
To spend the night with Betty. You will sit at her table.
Nope.
At the gala event.
Nope.
For 20 minutes till she nods off in her sorbet. You get to spend the night.
No. No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No.
Two VIP no. tickets
no.
to the event.
No. No.
A night stay at the Ritz-Carlton
no.
Marina del Rey.
No.
With Betty.
I refuse. No.
Two round-trip tickets to Los Angeles.
Okay.
Here's what bidding is so far. There's 5 days left in the auction. $8,600 so far for the date with Betty White.
Stop applauding.
I love Betty White.
Yeah, I know
first
you
of
do.
All, and it would
oh,
be an
it's
honor.
It's so funny if I say she's sexy.
It would be an honor.
Stop
to,
it!
I'm not just talking about how I want
stop
to
it.
Nail her. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about how I
stop
think
it.
She's funny.
You
and
stop right
I
now.
I just would enjoy spending an evening with her.
Stop it.
Well, then why
the
don't you
stories.
Put your money where
you
your
stop.
Mouth is?
Well, I, you know, there's 5 days left. I don't want to just drive up the price now.
No.
I'm going to wait till we get
you
a little
You
want
to put a large bid on a date with a celebrity and then just not go and lose all that money? Oh, wait a minute. You've already done that.
I'm being. I find old women attractive.
Look, Ralph, you're Mr. eBay. What's the point of bidding now? Don't you wait until the last day
sure.
when it gets serious?
Gotta
yeah,
snipe.
There's no reason.
Gotta
there's
be
no
a
reason to run it up.
Got to be a sniper.
I'm seriously interested.
Shut up.
First of all, you're cheap. So that's
Kevin,
not
you were you were gone when we had Betty White on the program a couple of months
yeah.
ago. She was
Thank
delightful.
God. Shut up, though. You're
we
not sexually attracted
nice,
to her. Stop
I'm not
acting
saying,
like you are.
I'm not acting like that at all. What? You're not even listening to me at this point.
No, I'm not. You're right.
I love her, and I would enjoy spending time with her. And I support her charity, and it would be a worthwhile tax write-off for me to think about doing.
Well, best of luck. Check in with us in 5 days and let us know how that went for you, won't you?
I will. Let's keep an eye on this.
Celebrity birthdays today. Paul Dano is 29 years old today. Macklemore celebrates his 30th birthday. Zoe Saldana is 35. Hugh Dancy, 38. Poppy Montgomery, also 38 today. Actress Robin Tunney from The Mentalist is 41. Paula Abdul, singer, dancer, choreographer. Nutloaf. She is 51. And the singer Mark DeBarge of DeBarge, I don't think he really sings.
Doesn't even
any.
Make the list.
He didn't even sing any of the big hits as far as I know. I reject Mark DeBarge. He's the Jermaine of the DeBarge family.
He's no James, I'll tell you that.
No, he is not. God damn right he's no James. He's 54 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz.
Let's talk about the TV show Orphan Black.
Someone ran away and just happened at the train station.
What?
I saw her go kill herself.
You.
Yeah, and she looked exactly like me.
I've got to go up to a flat.
She's got $75,000 in a savings account.
I have an idea.
Sarah, any second, someone's going to ID the body and it's game over.
You're damn right.
You're damn right.
Beth, what's happened?
A lot.
Do you even know who you're talking to?
How many of us are there?
Ah!
Ladies and gentlemen, actress Tatiana Maslany joins us in studio here on the Kevin DeBean Show. Hello. She is the star of Orphan Black on BBC America Now. First season available on demand and coming out on DVD in, let's say, July 16th. Hi, Tatiana. Welcome, my dear.
Hello. How are you?
You make it sound like you just made up that date.
There's, first of all, there's only one of you, and I'm very disappointed.
Oh,
I don't know
sorry.
What I was expecting.
The rest are asleep. It's very early.
But the weirdest thing is, after watching your show and spending all this time thinking about you and thinking about it, is that when you came in this morning, when you opened your mouth, I had no idea what
which
you
one?
Were going to sound like, what to expect. Like, yeah. I didn't know if you were British. I didn't know if you were Japanese. I had no idea what you were going to. You're super Canadian.
Yeah.
Well, Orphan Black is different from anything else on TV, though, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that's what drew me to it, definitely, is that I'd never read anything like it. And, you know, the kind of the gimmick or the guise of the clones is enticing enough, but then the writing is so complex and the characters are so interesting. And, you know, it's a sci-fi show, but it's kind of genre-bending because we have comedy, we have drama, we have, you know, it's nutty.
I think it's cool in that you, as Sarah, are trying to figure out what the hell's going on right along with the audience.
Yeah,
that's
totally.
Kind of cool. Like, you have your character has no idea that you're a clone, and these other clones are running around the world, and you're figuring it out as you go, and you're just baffled.
Yeah, we definitely see that. It through Sarah's eyes and follow her story, which gives us an in, because it is quite a complex world, but I never feel like it alienates the audience, because you're always discovering it with her.
Through you, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, what was your background? Had you done much sci-fi before?
I'd done more horror than sci-fi. Sci-fi was kind of a new thing for me. And what I love about it is like the kind of amazing worlds that it creates. And I think the fans really respond to that. Like, there's a huge fan base for sci-fi.
We've seen a lot of movies, especially here, that are done poorly, where like Eddie Murphy plays all the characters and right. You go, wow, that sure is Eddie Murphy in a fat suit.
Right. And it looks like a trick of editing, basically.
And right. It's not. Well done, but you play how many characters on this show? 10 so far?
A few die quite quickly, so
right.
Yeah, like maybe like seven.
Seven.
Are you ever in a fat suit?
I don't know. I have to wait and
but
see.
But the thing is, when you're watching the show, you don't get the idea that it's one actress. You really do feel like they're different characters.
Wow.
You know, the German girl gets in the back of the car with you, and you go, wow, that's a different person. And
that's
it isn't.
Impressive.
Yeah, the technology's insane as well, because we get to watch back. You know, the clone scenes while we're shooting them.
Oh,
so they
I
can
see.
Kind of let me know if my eye line's off or if I'm, like, putting a wine glass through my own face. Or, like, you know, what's, like, how I should gauge it and the kind of millimeters that I have to work
is
in.
That, that's such an extra layer.
That's fascinating. So when you let's say you shoot a scene, like there's a scene where three of you sitting around in a rec room, basically. If you shoot a scene that lasts 1 minute on screen with you playing three parts, how long does something like that take to make?
I think that scene that you're speaking about specifically in episode 3 was like a 14-hour day.
Wow.
On top of having shot all morning, you know, as Allison or whatever.
Are they just saving money on actresses?
Yeah, they're like,
working you into the ground?
Wait, really stretch this budget.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's pretty nuts, but it's so
now,
much fun. Yeah.
When you obviously have to switch between characters and everything about the characters is different, not just the look, not just the, you know, the clothes or the glasses or the, you know, whatever, all of the little tics and vocal things that you bring and the way they walk and the way they talk and the way they stand, all of that is different. Do you need some time in between to kind of reset? Okay, I was Allison, but now I need to be Katya.
I kind of have to jump right into it because we don't have the time. We have the hour and a half, basically, that I have to do the costume, makeup, and the hair changeover.
Wow, and then you're the other person.
And then I'm the other person, and I walk on set. And
did you spend a lot of time beforehand fleshing out who they're going to be, what they're like?
Yeah, I did. Yeah, I did a lot of movement work and dialect work, obviously, and vocal work and just kind of backstory work on each of the characters before we started shooting. But then, you know, there's some that pop up midway through the season, and so I'm kind of making them up on
as
weekends and just sort of having to kind of commit to it. And I have an improv background, so, you know, kind of committing to a character in the moment is something that I love doing, and I really respond to, whether it's always successful, I don't know, but, you know.
Do you think you need to have a background like that to play a character this many different characters?
I think there's definitely it helps because of the just saying yes. You know, that whole concept in improv is like, say yes, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Just
whatever it is, you
whatever
say yes
it
and
is,
go.
You say it, yeah, and you commit fully. And I really think that helped that helped just also in creating like another person in the room when there's nobody else there.
Right.
And speaking
right.
to somebody else. Because in improv, you're on stage with no, you know, set and no props, and you're miming, you're tasking everything yourself. So I think that definitely did help.
Did you ever get confused where you were playing one character and it was the wrong one?
Yes.
I wouldn't.
Yeah. That's not Sarah.
Yeah. I have an amazing continuity woman who would be like, you know what? You just did like a very Sarah head scratch and you're Allison right now. So
really?
Maybe like, yeah, yeah. And she was amazing because she, you know, helped me keep track of the little mannerisms and things that I kind of started to develop.
All right, we need
characters.
To take a break. Tatiana Maslany is here.
No, we're not taking a break. We're not stopping this conversation.
Here's the thing. We got the pitch for this show, and I had not heard of it.
Really?
And, pitch for you, and I had not heard of the show, and everybody said, oh, it's great, it's great. You should check it out. And you can go back and check it out, and I'm on episode, I think, 4
nice.
Now, and it's fantastic. How many episodes are there? 10?
We do 10.
10 yeah. episodes. So yeah. It's pretty easy to catch up.
Yeah.
And season
and
one is,
should.
Season 1 is over. It comes out on DVD in July, and then season 2 is fall?
Well, we're going to be shooting sometime.
July, August?
Don't know. No idea. 2014.
That's unacceptable.
BBC America.
It is a great show. Again, we're talking about Orphan Black with the astonishing Tatiana Maslany, our guest in studio here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. No song. We're coming right back and talking to Tatiana more right after this on K-Rock. Last week, Kevin, was the Critics' Choice Television Awards. And here's the category. You tell me who wins this category for Best Dramatic
Tatiana?
Actress on TV. Are you ready for this?
Yeah.
Well, let's see. Is it maybe it's Claire Danes for Homeland? You ever think about that? Maybe it's Vera Farmiga for Bates Motel. Maybe it's Juliana Margulies for The Good Wife.
She's
How
great.
About Elizabeth Moss on Mad Men?
Oh,
how about Carrie Russell on The Americans?
She's great.
Boy, there are a lot of great actresses on TV, but only one won the award, and it's our friend Tatiana Maslany, who's in studio with us here on the Kevin DeBeach Show. We're talking about the show on BBC America. It is called Orphan Black. What was that like, by the way, to win against those actresses, Tatiana?
Oh, it was insane. It was insane even to be in that room. I mean, I was totally the weirdo that nobody knew.
Like no one knew who you were. And...
I was at, like,
and then you won.
Table.
Do you think they were staring daggers at you? Did you look at any of them?
I was so blindsided. Like I had no thoughts in my head when I went up there. I was just trying not to fall over and my arms to fall off. It was just, yeah, it was amazing. It was totally amazing. Yeah,
but I would think that, I mean, look, how do I say this? We're always surprised when people are shocked that they win because you're nominated in that category. So you know that there's a chance you're going to win. But I guess maybe you thought just because you're new to so many voters, maybe you thought maybe they wouldn't get it. Or
And it's just kind of baffling. I mean, the quality of those women's performances is just unbelievable. I've been watching Claire Danes since I was a kid.
Right.
And she's always been inspired by her. She's amazing. And I'm so obsessed with Homeland. Vera Farmiga is like one of the coolest actors out there. Like
she's
just
incredible.
Yeah. Just unique women. And so I was just, I mean, I had no clue who was going to win or what my chances were.
Did you feel a little bit like your series was on BBC America, which is not necessarily where everybody goes for brand new programming? Mm. And so it was behind the...
Yeah, it's sort of like
ball a bit.
Yeah, it's kind of like a low key. You know, we're sort of under the radar a little bit.
Right.
We don't have any kind of star power behind us. So for people to be watching the show is a huge testament to the fans who talk about it on Twitter, and a huge testament to the critics as well who are speaking about it. Which is amazing.
I want to know a little bit about the people who write this show. Do they have a scientific background? Do they know something about human cloning that's going on that I don't?
We've got some very secret information. We did have like a science consultant whose name is Cosima, which is one of the characters that I play. And she's sort of based on the character is sort of based on her. But she's Graham Manson's good friend who is one of the creators of the show. And so he had, you know, she gave us like a cloning seminar. She gave us like a 2-hour kind of breakdown of cloning, and it's not such a crazy concept.
I was going to ask how out there it is at this point.
It isn't. I mean, it's been happening since the early 1900s, which is insane.
Are there other Tatianas doing interviews right now on other stations?
Wait,
cheating
on
with
you guys
Seacrest
with other
right
stations.
Now?
Yeah. Allison's on with Seacrest.
We remember all the controversy in the world when Dolly the Sheep was cloned, and it seemed like there was some more cloning animals going on. And then there was a very real danger, and government started passing laws against cloning humans, and it seemed like somebody was very close to getting it done. But as far as we know, it has never happened for real, right?
I don't think so. I mean,
okay.
Who knows what's happening in little
So your answer
rooms.
Is...
is my answer.
Just to clarify.
That's my response to science questions. Like, my brain just shuts down completely.
Now, do you ever get confused reading the script and have to go back to him and say, okay, I don't get what's, who's...
Who am I?
Who am I and what am I?
That, you know, definitely.
Because you made it sound like you shoot so fast, that it's impossible.
A lot to keep track of,
Yeah, it's just like... Totally insane.
You know what else is weird about this as an actress? And, you know, you can go to IMDb. You'll see that Tatiana has been working for a long time, has been on dozens and dozens and dozens of other shows. But you do everything on this. You have to play love scenes. You have to play fights. You have to shoot a gun. You have to be naked. I mean, you have to do, like, everything that an actress will ever be asked to do, you're asked to do in one season of one series.
I know. I've totally blown my wad. I don't have anything left.
There's nothing left.
No, it's great.
Do you have a favorite of the girls to play?
I love all of them. Honestly, that's like the hardest question because each of them are like exciting. And when I get to switch into a new character halfway through the day, it's like I get a new rush of adrenaline because it's a new life suddenly.
It's a whole new thing you're doing.
It's a new day, you know. So,
What kind of shape is your hair in with all the different changes you have to make when you go between characters that are dyed or cornrowed?
Well, it's all amazing wigs. It's incredible wigs and incredible little tricks that Sandy, the hair guy, does. He's just brilliant. He's absolutely brilliant. It makes me feel like, I never feel like I'm like wearing a wig. It's just like,
just feel like
an extension
else.
Of myself. Yeah.
Man, that just seems impossible to keep all that stuff straight. It's so fun. It's so fun to discover a brand new show that you didn't know and then you love that much.
Yeah, no, that's cool.
That's really good. You can get it at BBC again, BBC America. And I don't know, for some reason on DirecTV, episode 3 of the DirecTV on demand is missing.
What?
It's too hot for DirecTV, you
so
guys.
So it goes episode 1, 2, 4. What? And I think 3 is sort of when they sort of give some of the details.
Yes.
Yeah. No, you can't. Look, there's only 10 episodes. You don't want to miss any of them. But I will give you a tip. If you're going to follow our advice, and you should, and you're going to say, hey, I heard Kevin and Bean talking about Orphan Black, and it's awesome. I need to go watch it. Lisa, you said it's up on Netflix now. People can sign up for
it. If you get
Netflix,
the DVDs, right? I didn't check the streaming, but you can get the DVDs.
You can get it through DirecTV on demand. But as Kevin mentioned, episode 3 is missing. But if you go to iTunes or you go to Amazon, all of them are on there.
Yeah. And you need to see episode 3. Because it's sort of when they describe what's going on.
Okay.
Right, exactly.
So don't skip that.
I went to 4 and I was like, what did I see last week, previously on this show?
No.
I didn't see that!
It's also one of those shows, by the way, Tatiana, and you know this, of course, it has like 3 moments in every episode that could be the cliffhanger, that could be the one that holds you over till next week. It's insane how much stuff happens.
Well, there's so many arcs, like, because we start to really follow all of the clones. So we have like 5 different shows that we're watching, basically. Like, there's Allison's, like, kind of, like, weird Desperate Housewives kind of story, you know?
Oh, and then she's Helena's getting a spinoff. Like, I know that.
I hope so. I hope it's her and Felix. I think that relationship is really awesome. Yeah.
Well, we couldn't be bigger fans, and we couldn't be more excited to meet you, and we're so grateful that you had the chance to stop by and see. Is there anything else we can do for you?
No.
Orphan Black, BBC America. Please watch it, folks. Tatiana, thanks for the time.
Thank you guys so much.
By the way, I want to thank all the people who listen to the Kevin and Bean podcast. You can get those through iTunes or at kevinandbean.com. We've had some great musical guests lately. Group Love was in here last week. Jimmy Eat World, Lonely Island recently.
Podcast is the number one downloaded podcast in the world. Is that correct?
No, I believe Adam Grohl actually has that. We'll talk to the Ace Man here in just a minute. I just wanted to mention, though, if you love the musical guests on K-Rock like we do, Mike Ness is going to be joining us tomorrow from Social Distortion. And a little man named Trent Reznor is coming in on Monday. So we'll have some time with Trent to talk about new Nine Inch Nails. That's all on the way. Speaking of podcast, Adam Carolla joins us on the phone every week for This Week in Rage. Before we hit that, let me remind you, you can see the man himself on stage at the Irvine Improv tonight. Tickets are on sale at adamcarolla.com. And listen to this lineup. August 3rd, Kevin, at the Wiltern, Adam Carolla with Jay Moore together again.
Oh, fantastic. Fantastic.
That's it. Ticketmaster.com. Time for This Week in Rage.
It's time for This Week
in Rage.
Well, starting with 3, work my way on up to number 1. First off, you know, I've had thoughts about Superman. First off, very homoerotic. Secondly, not sure why, as adults, we're so into Superman. Third, how wildly uncreative the name is. You know, Iron Man, maybe that's something. Aquaman, that's something. This guy's just a super dude to hang out with. But But a few things. Why does he, every time they do one of these things, they profile the actor. They get a new guy in every time, and then it's like, well, he had to get in the best shape of his life in order to play this role.
Right.
And I think, why does Superman need big biceps and triceps and delts? If you really think about it, you could go to the gym, you could hit Bally's or 24-hour fitness pretty hard, you still couldn't lift a continent, could you? Do your biceps really factor in at that point?
Right, but he can't be a fat slob.
Well, okay. I mean, you can't have your gunt, your ass crack hanging out of your tights
right.
when you're trying to lift the continent. Although it would be funny to see him, like, in a realistic situation where it's like, Superman, my son. John is trapped under that car, and he's just like, huh? Ah, damn. Oh, I threw something out. Someone give me a cold one. Christ, I think I crapped myself. That would be a more realistic version of it. But I'm just saying, your biceps are not going to help you spin the globe the opposite direction.
Sure, there's
or
that.
Fly into the sun.
You're absolutely right.
A realistic Superman would be a super smooth guy who had some sort of superpower, not a vein in his bicep.
All right, I can see that.
I'm just saying. I know it looks good, but mathematically and from a superhero standpoint, it makes no sense at all.
You may be the first person in 75 years to ever draw that conclusion, Adam. You should be very proud of that.
Well, thank you. Listen, Arnold Schwarzenegger was built like a brick S house, but he couldn't lift a Winnebago in his prime.
That's true.
Well, no one. Well, how are you going to lift Australia then? I don't know what the heaviest continent is. Maybe Antarctica. It's frozen all the time. All right, this one. I had my maid do this one to me on Friday. I don't know if you guys have ever experienced this one. I'm going to recreate it because I'm in my office now.
Okay.
I was sitting at my desk, staring at the computer in my bathrobe at 8:30. In the morning, letting gas pass with my first cup of coffee and loud and proud as I do in my home, when she did the simultaneous knock and enter. You know this move where they, I'm doing it right now, where they go, hey, anybody in here? Well, if there is someone in here, sister, you just saw him doing God knows what to himself? Or what is the knock and enter? What does that accomplish?
That happens with maids in hotels, too.
Yeah,
same thing.
They knock as they enter,
right.
It doesn't give you enough time to holster your junk. It just gives you enough time to look horrified as you look over your shoulder.
Maybe that's why they do it. Well, just to mock you.
Would you say like one or the other? Like I do a little bit of car racing, and when you do car racing, at some point when you get out to the grid, the chick holds her hands up and she goes 5 minutes. 5 minutes, and
right.
At a certain point, she'll say 3 minutes.
Right.
But she doesn't yell, half-second warning, we're racing. You have a millisecond to say, no, you get a, you knock, and you wait for a response, bitch.
Totally. Absolutely. By the way.
Or better yet, just barge in.
Either way, one or the other.
Right. Now I have the humiliation of being caught doing whatever it is I'm doing, and the whore. Like, what I'm saying is, if you're going to shoot me in my sleep. Don't knock on my head and go, I'm going to shoot you in a second. Now I have the whore and the bullet. See what I'm saying?
She is so lucky you were only farting, though, Adam.
Oh,
let's all
God.
Be honest.
My God.
She'd been there 5 minutes later.
Oh, my farting refractory period. Thank goodness she walked in on that. And then, same woman... later on, then goes at some point. She goes into my bathroom an hour later, and I'm somewhere else in the house, and she's in there doing something at the sink. And then I innocently turn the corner, and she turns around and does the thing that all my favorite. It's the greatest contribution that the Latin women have brought to this great nation of ours. It's the screaming of the I. And she scares me, and I spill my coffee, and I'm like, sweetie, why are you're in my house?
Right.
How frightened can you be? I understand if it's a Sunday and you're in your house and I come walking into your bathroom in my bathrobe, by all means, shout out the blood-curdling, hi! But once you're in my house, don't be surprised.
Right.
I get it in the kitchen. I get it in my bathroom.
Everywhere you go.
She
she's like over the sink. I come walking. She's like, oh, you scared me. It's like, first off, what am I supposed to do? Phone you and tell you I'm going to enter my kitchen now?
No, you're supposed to knock and enter.
I'm supposed to knock and enter. Full circle, baby.
You're so right, though, Adam, because it's not like it's going to be a bear. It's just another person who's in the house, right?
And you're in their home. Anticipate them being in the home as well.
Adam Carolla, Irvine Improv, tonight. Tickets just $25, IrvineImprov.com or AdamCarolla.com for more information. And then see him with the great Jay Moore at the Wiltern on Saturday, August 3rd at 8 as well. Thanks for the time, Ace. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks.
Has this been one of the most entertaining NBA finals you guys can remember?
Yeah. It would be a lot more entertaining if the Lakers were in it, though.
Yeah, I was going to say, it'd be better if I give a rat's ass about either of the teams that is playing.
I mean, well, yeah. This could be one of those years where the two best teams are playing in the finals, though. And it has been unbelievable. Last night was an overtime win. It's going to Game 7 on Thursday. It'd be interesting to hear the perspective of a man who plays in the NBA about the series. We'll talk to Matt Barnes from the Los Angeles Clippers. Coming up right after the top of the hour here on K-Rock. First, though, Ralph's got the showbiz beat.
LeBron James sure woke up last night.
Yes,
didn't he
did. He sure did.
Something.
Got some new power without that headband holding him back.
Hey, kiddies. I want to give you a heads up. This is going to be a very cool weekend if you, one, are a Dexter fan, and two, if you're an ice cream sandwich fan. And how can you not be both of those? Showtime is doing a very special event where they are giving out free Dexter ice cream sandwiches. Thanks to the people at Cool House. As part of their Emmy campaign to get the folks connected with Dexter to be considered for Emmy nominations.
Yeah! That's hot!
I don't know if you ever had a Cool House ice cream sandwich. You ever had one of those?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
It doesn't get much better than that.
Is it as good as water ice? Oof.
It's better than water ice.
First of all, it's very different from water ice. Water ice is its own confection completely.
It's better.
It's not better. By it's just far. Different. So here's what you want to do. You want to follow on Twitter at Cool House LA, which is CoolHausLA. Okay? It's important to spell it that way. HausLA.
Make sure it's impossible to spell correctly.
Well, it's Cool House, like Brauhaus. It's like the German version, you know? Follow that, and then they will tell you where the trucks are going to be through today, the 19th through Sunday, the 23rd. It's going to be throughout Los Angeles, Studio City, The Grove, Culver City, Venice Beach, LACMA, Hollywood. There's going to be all over the place. So you just text you, and they will say where they are. And then you go to the truck there, and you get your free ice cream sandwich.
Nice.
And you get to celebrate the return of Dexter as well, which comes back on just mere weeks away.
Final season.
I went to the premiere party Saturday night for Dexter. And they had a great event there, and all the cast and crew were there. And they had a great spread. And then they premiered the first two episodes. They showed us the first two episodes.
Yes.
So I've seen the first two episodes
and?
Of Dexter. You are going to believe what happens in this season.
Wait.
The first two episodes alone are filled with so much angst and tension and drama.
Can't wait.
It's going to be an amazing farewell season for Dexter, so I recommend it highly.
I really need to kill somebody.
He really does, and I'll tell you, relationship between him and his sister is not going well.
Really? The relationship between the killer, serial killer, and the cop? Not
the cop
going
who
so
wants
well?
To bone her brother?
Yeah.
Who broke, who he broke her heart by saying, no, I'm going to bone this other serial killer instead of being in love with you.
Right.
And by the way, you're going to need to murder for me later on, if you don't mind that. Can you kill your boss for me, too, while we're in a storage container? It was just such an effed up season.
Happens all the time, though, doesn't it, you guys?
All the time. So there's your heads up for your free Dexter ice cream sandwich. Kanye West and porn star Kim Kardashian, no official name what they have, no official report about what they have named their child. But according to Media Takeout blog, they say they spoke to a nurse at Cedars-Sinai who told them that they have settled on a name of Cadence Donda West. Now, Cadence would be unusual enough, but of course, being the Kardashians, this has to be spelled K-A-I-D-E-N-C-E. It's not enough just to start it with a K and just have the normal spelling of Cadence. Now they have to throw an I in there and jack it all up.
It's going
to
make her much more special.
It will. That'll make her a very special child. Cadence Donda West.
What if your name was Asshore?
I think that'd be more appropriate.
That's a terrible name, right? And you know what really bugs me, you guys, is let's say this ends up being the real name.
there are lots of women out there who will now name their babies Cadence, spelt like that, because of the Kardashians.
Yep.
Monkey it will make see, this name do. Popular.
And there'll be a lot of Dondas, too.
That's literally the most beautiful name I have ever heard.
Donda. Kimosabe. Donda and me go many moons through the plains.
Zac Efron. Oh, I'm shocked.
Yeah.
What are you off the Zac Efron tip, Bean? You know, look, no moans, no screams,
admire Zac.
No orgasmic little sound effects from you, from your mouth when we say his name anymore?
He's a little long in the tooth for me now.
Oh,
oh
God.
Oh, wow. Wow.
I give him points for
Bean's
that.
Bean's going to juniorhighmatch.com. apparently, he isn't the sweet high school boy anymore that we all got to know and love in those high school musicals. No. Star Magazine says he tried to get two models to go to bed with him at the same time while in Austin, Texas. He's Wait filming a movie there called Parkland, and he had a conversation with two models trying to get them into bed with him.
I find
Both
nothing
the
wrong.
Said no.
What's the scandal here?
Just give me just a breath, just a second. You got I'm something so that's sorry. So powerful that you have to keep going?
I'm so sorry.
Apparently, he moved on to another person at the party who apparently didn't have a no in her, and she did go home with him. But, yeah, he's trying to get a little three-way action going there in Austin, Texas.
Both the guys said no is his joke.
Sorry. That's okay. No.
Sorry, everyone. No.
Don't hold up the corpse
Sorry, everyone.
To the audience My and bad. Say, oh, look at this. It's too late then. All the blood's drained out of it. It's starting to smell a little bit. You don't want it.
I really need to kill somebody.
I know how you feel, Dexter.
Hurry up with my damn croissants!
Let's take a look at today's celebrity birthdays. Paul Dano's 29 years old today. Macklemore, he is 30. Zoe Saldana turns 35 years old today. Actor Hugh Dancy's 38, as is actress Poppy Montgomery. Robin Tunney from The Mentalist is 41. Paula Abdul, singer, dancer, choreographer. Gift.
Gift to the world.
Gift to the world.
Nut job.
She's a present. She's a present, and she needs to be treated as such because she has many needs that aren't being met by people.
I'm tired of people not treating me like the gift that I am.
Yeah.
It's hurtful, and it stinks, and it takes everything out of me to smile and be jovial when I'm being screwed.
Yeah.
Well, she's certainly bringing in that clip. She's got the smile on.
Maybe put down the pill bottle. I'm going to help you smile a little bit. And singer Mark DeBarge of the band DeBarge. He's a pretender. He's a pretender to the DeBarge throne, in my opinion.
He shouldn't even be on the list.
I don't even count Mark. He's 54. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
We announced earlier in the week the 5th annual Epicenter concert coming to the Verizon Wireless Amphitheater in September on the 21st. Tickets go on sale Friday. You can get those details at KROQ.com. If you want free tickets to see The Offspring, Bad Religion, Pennywise, and more, we've got them for you. Coming up in about 10 minutes or so right here on the Kevin and Bean Show. King, I don't know that we need you in here.
Hey, guys.
Come on.
I'm just here,
sudden,
you know.
All of a sudden, Dave Sanchez has time to join us in the studio. I wonder if it could be because of who's on the phone. Matt Barnes, Los Angeles Clippers. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Very good, thank you.
Dave, our producer, has done nothing but talk about the Clippers for the last 10 years that he's worked on this show. And starting with this season, we haven't been able to make fun of him about it. So it's been very weird for us.
That's good. I mean, there's a handful of loyal fans out there, and we appreciate them.
He's one of them. What's it like for you guys in the offseason when you see all these rumors swirling around and you know how few players are already signed for next year? You have no idea what team is going to be taking the floor next season. How's that feel? How do you process that, man?
You know, being in this game, you know, going on my 12th season, you just really understand it's a business. And you really try to take nothing personal, even though we're humans. And, you know, when you hear yourself being talked about in trades or, you know, free agency, it's always a little hard because you have families and it's such a process to pick up and move. But it is a business. And you got to kind of just keep your fingers crossed and hope everything works out for the best.
But as a guy like you who's played for a bunch of teams, I mean, do you care where you play, or as long as you're still in the league and able to contribute and maybe be on a winning team, you're happy?
No, I definitely care where I play. For the past 3 or 4 years, took a significantly less amount of money to play for a contender. And, you know, I did that. I took maybe close to $3.5-4 million left from Cleveland or Toronto initially when I came from Orlando to the Lakers because I wanted a chance to win a championship. So for me, it's really about winning at this point. But after this year, I've been kind of the lowest paid most productive guy in the league for maybe the last 4 years now. So, you know, this year I'm looking for some money. But, you know, obviously my first choice is the State Clipper.
Well, gotcha. I'm going to start a Kickstarter campaign to keep you here, Matt.
I appreciate
Hopefully that will work.
What were your – I guess it's looking like it's fallen apart now, but what was your read on Doc Rivers maybe coming to coach the Clippers? Is that something you would have been excited about?
You know, I think anytime you can get a coach of the caliber of Doc Rivers, you know, who's won a finals as a player, coached the finals and won, it's just significant and a great opportunity, you know, all the experience he brings to the bench. But, you know, I think they were kind of just – asking for too much, you know, from everything I've heard. You know, I haven't really talked to anybody on the inside, but it just seemed like a lot, you know, to give up, you know, DeAndre, who's a young and up-and-coming center, and then two future first-round picks.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, sometimes that's a lot, but, you know, the Clippers chose not to go that direction, and there's plenty of, you know, great coaches out there still that are looking for jobs.
Is it sort of, like, do you know as much about this as we do? Because it seems like the guys on the team maybe are just watching from the outside as well. You know what I mean? Like, I mean, all the trade rumors?
We know a lot. We just don't talk about it. You know what I mean? It's not really our place. You know, we know kind of what's going on the inside. Maybe not to a T, but we have a, you know, we have a gist of what's going on and what they're looking for. So you kind of just wait back to see what actually happens, you know, and comes out of stuff.
Are you still doing your basketball camp?
I'm doing my sixth annual basketball camp at EA Sports in the Bay Area, Redwood City, July 29th to August 2nd. So we're excited about that. For more information, go to mattbarnesbasketballcamp.com. So,
and you are raising money to fight cancer. That's the point of that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I lost my mom to cancer in 2007, and since then I've been trying to raise money to, you know, just try to make a difference.
That's great. This is the voice of Matt Barnes here on the Kevin and Bean Show from the Los Angeles Clippers, of course. How you been enjoying these finals?
I've been in and out of being able to watch them. You know, it really hasn't been a priority, but when I have had time to sit down and watch, they've been great games.
I was going to ask if you want to, or is it just like...
Yeah, I mean, like I said, if I'm not doing anything, it's just not a priority. So if my kids have something going on, or I have a meeting or something else going on, I'm going to do it. But, you know, last time I got a chance to check out the fourth quarter in overtime, and it was a great game.
You like LeBron better with or without the headband?
He was more of a killer without the headband.
He was, wasn't he?
Yeah, I think he needs to leave it off.
Maybe he's been holding himself back all these years with a headband.
Yeah, right.
You like Miller with or without two shoes.
Yeah, right.
Hey, Matt, what's it like playing in that arena? Like, with that energy, it seemed tough, like, especially for the fourth quarter. Yeah.
Miami's crazy. You know, Miami is crazy. They're, I don't know, it kind of disappointed me as a player to see what was going on last night when they were kind of leading early. You know, whether Miami had won or lost, you kind of want to, you know, cheer for your team.
There were 5 seconds left for those that didn't see it, and Miami was behind, and a bunch of fans left. Do you, as a player, see that during a game situation?
Yeah, there's no question. You know, obviously you're paying attention to the game, but, you know, when people get up and leave, it makes a, you know, makes a stir. You know, I've been in plenty of those situations with the Lakers and Clippers when people just get up and leave. Mostly Laker games. I mean, you know, Clipper fans stick there to the end. But, you know, you definitely notice when people start getting up and leaving, and I was glad they weren't able to get back in the game.
That's funny. A bunch of them were trying to get back into the arena, and they wouldn't let them.
Yeah, I'm glad they didn't let him back in because they should have stuck there to the end.
And I think that's particularly offensive, Matt, for two reasons. One is, be there and support your team, A. And B, if they lose, it's a closeout game, and it's the last chance you're going to have to see those guys for a few months. So be there and support them and thank them for the season that took you to the NBA Finals. That was super crappy, those people who left.
Absolutely. I mean, there's no way fans could be more disappointed than the players, you know what I mean? So if the players can stick around on the floor, there's no reason why the fans should.
Tell us about Game 7. Do you have any thoughts on it? Can Miami do it twice in a row?
It's going to be tough. You know, the odds are definitely stacked against San Antonio. You know, if any team can define the odds, it's definitely San Antonio. I think Greg Popovich, this guy's playing amazing. Kind of like their last run. I think they know as a team this is their last chance. You know, the window's closing with, you know, Westbrook getting hurt this year. You know, us being upset in the first round, the Lakers being down. Right. San Antonio did what they're supposed to do and got to the finals. But I kind of feel like they know this is their last chance to get it, and they're in a dogfight.
Is that kind of a – does that kind of desperation help or hurt?
I think it helps. Because it's not over dramatic. You know, you've got great players like Tim Duncan and Tony Parker who've been there, done that, and they just kind of realize it's time. You know, this is, you know, the window could be closing, and they're doing everything they can to get that championship.
I've got two more questions for you. This is Matt Barnes from the Clippers here on the Kevin and Bean Show. And the basketball camp you mentioned, by the way, you can go to mattbarnesbasketballcamp.com if you want more information on that. Question one is, what do the players think of LeBron? Obviously, you respect him for his talent. Do you guys on other teams like him?
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't see why you wouldn't. You know, there could be some jealousy maybe from some people, but, you know, man to man, I don't see any. He's never done anything to me offensively. You know, he's carrying the league in a great way. And he's obviously,
good enough. All right.
the best player on the planet.
And my second and last question for you, Matt, and we really do appreciate the time here on the Kevin and Bean Show, is in a situation like last night when Manu Ginobili is kind of the GOAT of the game with 8 turnovers in the game, what's that like afterwards when you lose a close game like that? How do the other players treat him after the game, like in the locker room? Is there resentment, or do people go, hey, we're all in this together and everybody has an off night and it's cool, brother?
It's definitely a team situation. You don't win or lose. You know, one individual doesn't win or lose the game. There's a lot of stuff that leads up to wins and losses. But, you know, a player's great as Manu. You know, I'm sure he's just thinking, I can't wait to get to game 7. You know, that's the good thing about this. The sport we play in is usually another day. But game 7 will be the final deciding game. But I'm sure he can't wait to get, shake game 6 off and get to game 7.
That's what's crazy about the game 7 is it's both team's final game. The season is over. Everybody knows it. And the mind game that it must play with a player.
Yeah, I mean, it's all or nothing now. You know, your goal is to win 16 games in the playoffs, and both teams are at 15. Wow. So I think it's a great way to end, a very exciting season. And both these teams are very deserving. So it's going to be an interesting game on Thursday.
Are players obligated to use the phrase, I'm going to leave it all out on the floor? Do they get sued if they don't use that?
I just think that has to be your mentality. You know, I play every game. I definitely leave it all out. I play every game like it's my last. And I can't speak for anyone else, but I just got to think in the final, that's got to be your mentality. I mean, there is no tomorrow. It's game 7. The summer's already started for, 99% of the NBA. So,
yep.
These guys are out here playing the last game and it's 4 championships. So there shouldn't be any tired. No one should be tired. No one should be anything. Everyone should be locked in, ready to go.
Well, Matt, we appreciate you being outspoken and honest with us. We've enjoyed talking to you. Of course, we do hope you end up coming back to the Clippers, and we hope you get the money you deserve, man. Thanks for being on the show today.
I appreciate it. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I'm doing a last-minute golf tournament in Sacramento June 30th for Fight for Mike. A close friend of mine's friend is, battling leukemia. You look on my Twitter, Matt_Barr, for more information. To either donate, or if you're going to be in the Sacramento area at the end of June, come join us. So thank you, guys.
There you go.
We'll do it. Thank you, Matt. Ralph Garman is here, thinks he can come in at the last minute and save this show. Let's see what you got, Ralph.
It's like the Man of Steel. Just come down and just cause mass destruction, cause the death of hundreds of thousands of people.
But save the world.
$700 million of destruction. But I'll save the world. That's right. Be some collateral damage here locally. Around here, around me personally, there's a lot of collateral damage. But
take Beer Mug out.
Hey. Oh, man, if I could. Come on. I'd use my heat vision right now and just cut him in half.
Take a lot of heat vision.
Yeah, well,
you'd be there for hours.
Pages coming off the counter.
Superman just getting exhausted.
Just knee-deep in melted flab. This might have been a bad idea.
I'm not even sure I have the strength for this.
That's right. Superman can't do that. Since we're talking about major motion pictures that people have been looking forward to, like Man of Steel, how about Despicable Me 2?
Yay!
Sequel to the wildly popular Despicable Me, which of course was like Bean's life story. Saturday, June the 22nd at the Gibson Amphitheater is going to be the red carpet world premiere of Despicable Me 2. Now, the movie's in theaters everywhere on Wednesday, July 3rd, just in time for the big 4th of July weekend, but you will see it before anyone else, and you will attend the red carpet premiere, and they always throw a huge party when they do these Gibson Amphitheater premieres. I've been to a couple of them, and they really do it up. Steve Carell, Ken Jeong, Kristen Wiig, many more stars lend their voices to this project, and if you'd like to check it out, I have a 4-pack of passes, so you and 3 friends get to attend the premiere. You can be a big shot and treat all your friends to a big showbiz night.
Yeah, or I take your minions.
I can bring 3 of you.
Yeah.
Who can do the most for me?
Geez, ladies, how you want to impress me to try to get on the red carpet next to Steve Carell? He's a personal friend of mine. 2 winners right now. 1-800-520-1067. Let's take caller number 22, since it's June the 22nd is the date. Caller number 22 and 23. Those two callers will get a 4-pack of passes to the premiere of Despicable Me 2. Movie looks good. You seen the trailer at all?
Yeah.
It's funny, they use the song, Look Who's Back, Back Again, the Slim Shady song.
Yep.
And in a related story, Eminem released new music today. We haven't heard from him in 3 years. Recovery was the last time he released a CD back in 2010.
And he's been more than just absent musically. He's a guy, with the exception of a little taped piece he did for the World Series when the Tigers ran it a couple years ago, I don't think I've seen him show up at anything. It's not like he ever appears at a movie opening.
He does disappear.
He's just gone.
Deep underground. He is reportedly putting the finishing touches on his latest CD, but we do have a little taste of the new music. It's a new song called Symphony in H that dropped today. Here's some new Eminem.
I got a cigular bitch and it's in my fast lane. Cause when I'm not reading traffic, I'm selling cocaine. Cause I'm a hustler. And my name is Lisa May.
Oh, I'm sorry, that was Lisa May.
Yes.
You want an Eminem?
It's like the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
It's very close.
Kind of like Beethoven composing a symphony of hate. So much hate woven into these Pepsi stitches. A bit straight sewing. Stick it into hate clothes and I hate overalls. Cause they remind me of hoes. For Christ's sake, they're shaped like an H. Whoa, and you know what else starts with H, though? Hockey. Thought I had the place flowing. I hate to put you on ice, but you already had 3 periods in 60 minutes. Great going. Plus, you remind me of cocaine, ho. You're always in a mirror with your face, so I feel a nurse. Put you all in a line and chop you with a razor blade. Yo, wait, I'm an A-ho. Devil with a halo. Hell yeah, nail J-Lo. To the railroad? Say I won't. Better hope you can stay afloat when I take the wind out your sailboat. But I ain't playing, yo. Dope and shady, don't kid yourself. Bitch, you ain't even a baby goat.
All right.
Sounds like he's complaining about his wife again to me. So still hasn't quite gotten past that whole thing.
It was a pretty cool song, don't you think?
I do, Rodney. Thanks.
Kind of a up-tempo, positive song.
Right. Well, I don't know about positive. It's a lot of hate.
Seems
like
negative,
there,
but all right.
If you had one wish, Rodney, if you could be any... Never mind. More music news. Rihanna hit a fan in the face with a microphone in concert.
Hit a fan in the face?
Yeah, oh yeah.
With a microphone.
Performing on her latest world tour in Birmingham, England. She left the stage to walk by the crowd of screaming fans, touching hands, shaking hands as she sang We Found Love. One fan goer decided not to release her hand as quickly as she would have liked. So she winds up and takes the microphone and just pops him right in the face.
Love it.
Video just dropped today. You can check it out. It's unclear whether the fan was hurt. But she must have picked that up from Chris Brown, from her relationship with Chris, that technique of how to deal with people. Seemed a little inappropriate.
Yeah.
She had a team of security with her. It seemed like she was well under control.
Maybe a little too harsh.
She seemed a little ticked off. She seemed a little ticked off to me. That's all. Smacked the guy right in the face.
Probably not what he expected.
I'm in a right and wrong, and that ain't right. Meanwhile, the big story, of course, is porn star Kim Kardashian has unleashed her spawn upon the world. She and Kanye West still in the hospital with their baby. But looks like we have a name now. A name for the child. Cadence with a K and an A and an I. Cadence Donda West. Donda, of course, the name of Kanye's mom. Cadence is a word. When it's spelled correctly, it's a different word.
Yeah,
this one is spelled unlike the actual Cadence. Heard from someone today, by the way, whose daughter's name is Cadence.
Is that right?
No.
Yeah.
Spelled like this?
Spelled C A D E N C E. The way the word is
the regular
spelled.
Way.
Yeah.
Right.
So he's unhappy that this is potentially a name. We haven't had the official confirmation yet, but this is potentially the name for the baby.
What if your name was Asshore?
I think that would be appropriate. I think that would be spot on, given where it came from.
Asshore West.
That's right. Oh, but that's Kim's name. That's Kim's.
That's true.
Kim's her slave name, and Asshore is her god name.
Right.
Yeah. Meanwhile, a friend of the Kardashians talking to People magazine said the baby is, and I quote, the prettiest, tiniest thing with a full head of straight dark hair, a cute little nose, and Kim's lips. I'm assuming. Talking about her face. says one close friend who visited over the weekend. She's already smiling. Hey, you know what? She's not. Let me just tell you right now, she's not smiling. The baby is not smiling at 32 weeks or whatever she is. Stop it. Stop it. This automatically has to be the best baby in the world. Everybody's already there hyping the baby. Madness.
You know, Kris Jenner right now is trying to figure out how she can make money off this kid.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Trust me. She's not figuring out. She's closing deals. She's alerting all of her promotional partners that it's game on.
I wonder when the first Cadence fragrance will be released.
Ah, yes.
Smells like Cadence. Dirty diapers. Little spittle.
Smells like donkey ass.
Similac. Cadence brought to you by Similac.
I'm unhappy.
Is that just a side note?
No, with those people. Oh, okay. Those people. And Amanda Bynes, she doesn't appreciate Dr. Drew. How can you not appreciate Dr. Drew? The man's a saint, for God's sakes. Drew,
well, he
went
did
to
knock
her
up.
Her.
He knocked her up, though. Let's remember.
That was the other teen moms that he knocked.
Oh, I'm sorry.
He didn't knock
he left
any
Amanda
of them
alone. He revealed on Twitter that he thinks it, in his quote, may be time to leave her alone.
Well, he's wrong, first of all.
And he believes she will get help if she wants it and needs it, hopefully before serious consequences. How dare you say such inflammatory things, Dr. Drew? Rightly so, Amanda Bynes took umbrage to such crazy tweets.
So she was outraged that he was saying everybody leave her alone?
Yeah. Here was her response tweet. You're ugly.
Well, of course.
And I want you to leave me alone. Drew says he's received thousands of emails demanding he help Amanda Bynes.
Yeah, he does get that a lot.
He's not Batman. You don't put a signal in the sky and he runs out and takes drugs away from someone.
I was talking to him at Psycho Mike's party, and he's like, yeah, people just think if someone's in trouble that I'm supposed to sound like I'm a superhero. I'm supposed to just go help them.
Yeah, you can't force yourself
doesn't
on
work
to
that
somebody.
Way.
Quickly, to the Drew-mobile. Down the Drew pole.
Let's, we have Dr. Drew scheduled to talk to tomorrow. Let's find out what his life is like whenever a celebrity's in danger. Let's find out what the mounting pressure is like for him to get in there and do something.
Pinsky.
How dare you?
Poor guy.
Today's celebrity birthdays. Paul Dano's 29 years old today. Singer Macklemore. Mackleless, that's what I say. Hey, who's with me? Anyone? Is this thing on? He's 30 years old today. Zoe Saldana's 35. Hugh Dancy's 38, as is the lovely and talented Poppy Montgomery. Robin Tunney from Mentalist, 41 years old today. Mark DeBarge of the band DeBarge is 54 years old today. He's just barely DeBarge. I think he's DeBarge by marriage or something. I'm not quite sure how it works out. And
DeBarge in-law?
And Paula Abdul!
Remember Paula Abdul's?
Abdul. I do remember Paula Abdul's. She was on your potty bus. She is the manliest woman, man, that you know of.
She's stupid.
Absurd. Stupid dumb.
Remember Paula Abdul's?
Oh, stupid dumb absurd Paula Abdul's. She's 51 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Oh, we have fun, don't we?
Yeah, we, some of us do.
Tomorrow morning, an all-new Kevin DeBean show. We have Mike Ness from Social D. We have Dr. Drew, who we're going to ask about.
Ugly.
How ugly
he's
he
ugly.
Is.
Ugly. I want him to leave me alone.
And why isn't he helping more people?
We have brand new internet roundup. We have thanks for that tweet, Bean.
Yeah.
How dare you? Please. How dare you, sir? And we have you left the game early and you got burned. I don't know if you saw the Miami Heat game last night. With 5 seconds, Miami's down. Fans are pouring out of the arena.
Yeah.
Miami comes back, ties it, goes in overtime, wins it. And they were trying to get back in, and the security would not let them.
Hundreds of them banging against the windows outside the arena in Miami going, come on, I have a ticket, I just left. Put me back in to see the team.
So we're going to talk about that tomorrow morning, as well as continue to qualify you and give you tickets for the 5th Annual Epicenter, which features The Offspring and Bad Religion and Pennywise and more. Tomorrow morning on an all-new Kevin and B.